Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, bro, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Grand Rising.
Grand Rising, my brother. Everything paused, but I was muted.
Yeah, me too. What? It is always something.
Jack Bauer, baby, Jack Bauer.
I'm gonna start saying Marvel Comics, Marvel Comics.
Hey, we're getting to that point, but not quite. What's been up with you?
Right. Man, I don't know he was supposed to be talking about a movie called Anarchy USA, and
yeah.
I didn't get a chance to look at the movie until like late this morning. And it was basically talking about how all these different revolutions and stuff, especially like I said, in China, Cuba, here, Moscow, and Algeria, were basically, to me, from what I understood, was basically set up to start different little civil wars and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Even in Russia, as we speak now, it's just supportedly... this group called the Wagner Group. It's led by this, I think, if not the richest oligarch in Russia, and he is over these elite mercenaries, which happen to be, if not the best or in the top three mercenary groups within the world. And they were getting ready. They had some kind of disagreement about what should have been done in the war. And so they turned around and they started.
You're talking about the Ukraine war, right?
Yeah. And so they had a disagreement and a little fallout. And so Russia has been having their own kind of like they were heading to war. They were getting ready to march back in to Moscow and take it over. And from what I learned, there was certain negotiating. They were in negotiation because Moscow was basically kind of deserted, even though they had like a certain type of guard set up to protect them, but not this mercenary group. This mercenary group, like, would have wiped them out easy, like, you know, adults to children. So they've been having their own little rebellion within. So
let me ask you. And let me ask you this now. Do you think that little mercenary group possibly had anything to do with a possible coup dealing with Putin?
Yeah, it was getting ready to go down. And see, Putin knows it when you compare this group, they are like the modern day brown shirts that Hitler had, but on a more deadly level. And within the Wagner group, you had like four or five different guys. Each one of them had their own like elite guards, that elite mercenaries that were also working, putting in work over in Africa and doing all this, you know, stuff with Russian interests tied to Russia. And you know, mm-hmm. along with the oligarchs who had like maybe like say like protection from the mining, all what Russia was doing, and along with China, they was putting it together, man. But they were getting ready to turn on Putin, if not, you know, start marching back to Moscow to take over. And so they just recently reached some type of negotiation, you know, to not the take over like they did. It's right on Fox. Fox were reporting. It's called, I'm going to tell you right now,
mm-hmm.
it's called, and they talk about these groups. It's called the Wagner Group, Chief Exile to Belarus After Russia Targeted Uprising. And it shows the troops marching back into Moscow to take over. But they don't have no more pictures. But they talk about these five profiled Wagner group led by Trotsky. Man, this thing is serious, though. But I'm interested in what's going on here with the shakedown with your boy got the Ukrainian thing on. I mean the Chinese premier on telling him, say, look, if we don't hear from you in so many hours, I promise you, the man sitting next to me and everybody who he knows, y'all guys gonna pay for it. And that's the most, you know, if the Kool-Aid drinkers haven't heard that by now,
okay,
this thing is on
okay
treasonous levels beyond. He's compromised. And we've been saying it. You've been saying it. We've been saying it except the Kool-Aid drinkers, really.
Resurrection, all I'm going to say is alien.
Hey, my sister.
Speak with invasion. Secret invasion. Thank you, sister. Thank you for saying that.
I would say it's alien because I'm watching the Bible now with the secret invasion, and I'm like, come on now. The first episode just came out on invasion on Disney Plus. All I'm going to say is alien.
And
I'm
where
like,
and where is it taking that at? Moscow, Russia. Come on now.
If you really look at it from a historical perspective, and then you put in, say, like, the so-called divide spectrum. When I say the division spectrum, how they divided Africa up, right? And it was divided amongst all nations. When you look at Ukraine or whatever, Ukraine was kind of set up like how they did Israel in 1942, 1943 or whatever,
right,
when it was created, because they turned Ukraine into Ukraine, but Ukraine is actually a part of Russia. So what Putin is saying, like, look, I'm just going back to get my land, just like the Chinese getting ready. If you look at Taiwan controls 99% of all the chips that go in all the computers around the world. Taiwan is actually, some could say, a part of, right off the coast of China. That's like saying Bimini or whatever is a part of the Bahamas, even though it's not a part of the Bahamas. It has claims. It could be a part of whomever, but in that perspective, though. So they just divided Ukraine up, so that empire wouldn't be as vast. But that was been coming amongst the bankers. And what you see now is a toll crew. But when this thing go down, I saw in this thing what they was talking about, Musk and this Omega program that he's creating that's going to wipe out over 300. And we said it has been coming, 300 million jobs plus. And so this Omega program. And by the way, him and your boy getting ready to go in the ring. Meta and Twitter.
Zuckerberg.
You can't make it up. You can't make it up.
And see, you brought up a good point about Ukraine, and it's just like with this whole immigration thing that's going on now. All these different people are coming over here. Like I've been telling people, a lot of those Ukrainians are already here, and they got certain people in place to take over. Why the hell do you have the governor of Illinois? His lineage is from Ukraine, and
yeah,
he's running our whole state.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on, we need to start paying attention to stuff like this.
Man, look, we're not paying attention because it's called what we say, new economics, because it's the same thing Dr. Claude Anderson say, and even when you come down here to Miami and you look all over, they have different Latinos, but in their perspective, Latino is Latino, whether you from Nicaragua, Venezuela, whatever, they still support one another. What it's going to get you in a point, what it's going to get
yeah
you in every point.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Thank God. Okay, keep going so I'll find out what's happening here.
Yeah.
Keep going.
What we're going to see in each state throughout the country is this big economic surgeons, you'd be like, damn, where all these people came from, and turn around, man, they got their own cities. I can name a couple. Doral, you go down Doral, they got their own Latin, Venezuelan-based community of people with money, houses. Ain't no little houses. Now, they may have a little small pocket, yeah, and they may work, but they all making money. When you look at our little neighborhood, we went from down south, Gould's Perrine, I'm naming a few, Coconut Grove, Homestead, where there were black farmers. The Latinos, the Mexican population, they have their own nation where they're still doing agriculture. They come on up, South Miami and whatever, and you come into Cuba, Hialeah, downtown. All that's been gentrified. So when you look at our perspective and our economics, we've been taken to the,
now,
the massive.
Hold on, let me stop you right there. You said a key word, gentrified. Now, what do you mean by gentrified in terms of whites coming in those certain areas, or are they immigrants? Because let me tell you something. The reason why I asked you that question, I'm going back to Illinois, for example. Yeah. Now, people were saying Chicago's becoming gentrified. I don't necessarily agree with that. The reason why I say that, because for one thing, people are leaving the state as a whole. And what's happening, the reason why a lot of people are leaving the state is because of the property taxes and the crime and everything. But at the same time, there's another group of people that's actually coming in terms of especially like a lot of the immigrants, just say for Hispanics. So what they're doing is they're going into a lot of the neighborhoods in the cities. They are buying up all the property and everything, and they're fixing it up, and they're moving into them. But at the same time, also with the COVID lockdowns and everything, that basically killed the business base. A lot of businesses that closed up, and also especially like in the downtown area, because of the businesses leaving because of the taxes and crime, what have you, they're all closing up. So actually, it's the opposite of gentrification. Anything in the next maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 years, it's going to look like another Detroit. And a lot of these, especially Democratic inner cities, are becoming that way, especially like in Portland and Seattle, because the crime has got in San Francisco got so outrageous and everything, and the homeless problem, businesses are fleeing those places. And the cities are actually going down. So, I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it's a combination of that. It's everything you just said, because now for the knuckleheads of us who don't want to go out and work, it's not our fault that you got in a position that where you just thought it was no way out, because I'm not saying I'm the cleanest in the whistle. I've done my share, but when I did as a child, I did as a child, but I grew to know better that I won't be an effective citizen, a grandfather, a father, or whatever to my village, because when you get that scarlet letter, you're not productive anymore to your society. But that doesn't mean it's over. You just find another way to divert the scarlet letter so that you can contribute to society or to your village. But for the ones that just say, well, crime is going to be crime, and that's all they're doing, you're hurting your village. You could go in any other village, and you will not see the degree of where crime and whatever, because they understand the sense of economics, because they have people, you know, like give you an example. You go into a Latino community. They have people hanging around their businesses, but those are not to rob. They got people watching out for all the shoppers, making sure no knuckleheads come around to rob the people. So they do, and how they did that, all of the business leaders in that community, they got together and say, for the good of the businesses, for our village, we're going to put people to watch people who come and support our business and protect them and make sure they don't get robbed. And that's, you see that. But you go in our communities, grandma, she clutching a purse and, you know, the knuckleheads. And then you may find very few communities.
And you know what? Let me piggyback off what you just said. Now I'm gonna take it back here to Tennessee, where I'm at now. That's interesting. You said that because now the crime has exploded here, especially in the Memphis area. And try to connect what you just said. Now the more prominent suburbs here outside of Memphis is called Germantown, Collierville, and Bartlett. And what's happening, that crime in Memphis is spreading out to the suburbs. And what the problem is, and I just had a conversation with a police officer about this last night, true story. He's saying that, the police and everything, are making those arrests, and it's the same thing. It's the young people, the knuckleheads, like you were saying. But what the problem is, like a lot of those suburbs who don't have major police stations here, they have to send them back down to Memphis. And what Memphis is doing, they're not even holding them over there, not even prosecuting unless it's murder or something like that. They're being bonded out within 24 hours, and they're right back out within 24 hours doing the same thing. They're not being arrested and not being prosecuted. And now a lot of people are getting fed up, and they're like, they're leaving the areas and stuff.
What
do you do?
Are these George Soros prosecutors?
And see, what make it on top of that, George Soros' son is getting ready to take over.
He made a statement saying, I'm going to be more
Democratic than my daddy was. So you know what's coming.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
We thank y'all so much. I'm going to keep y'all in there since y'all been rolling with us so long. And those of you on the line, I'm keeping y'all in. You won't believe the internet is unreal. It cut me off until I cut back on the radio, came back. I kept hearing y'all, could not get in, and now I had to go to another internet service. So we are finally back in here. Great job, all you out there listening. I just want to reiterate this program because this is all part of the plan that we're going to talk about, which y'all just spoke about. This is what they call Nostrosos Venceremos. We shall overcome. This is a plot. Don't believe anything. This is all orchestrated, everything from the killing of those people on that Titan. Two of them was of the World Economic Forum. And
wow.
The ship was owned by Rockefeller, the Rothschilds. Look it up. The ship, Ocean, whatever the name of that boat is owned by the Rothschilds, everybody. Go look it up. The Rothschilds own Ocean, whatever the name of that company was, and the man was of the World Economic Forum. Look up what this dude, the Pakistanian dude, was doing. He's a part of SETI and everything else. Now, I'm going to tell y'all.
I'm just saying it's aliens.
Yeah. SETI. SETI's in this. So we got to get real. I know you told me earlier you're going to be saying alien. Don't feel bad because when you find out that this whole thing, they orchestrating us like puppets, everybody, just like puppets. And let me just say this, buddy, y'all talking about the crime bill. You know, let everybody get back in this. I'm just going to read something to you because this is why I say this. That Nostros Venceremos, that means we shall overcome in Spanish. That saying was given to Cuba first, Haiti, and part of Central America. They were the ones that came up with we shall overcome.
It was in that documentary you sent out last night.
Thank you. That's right. You've seen it. That documentary staged what we are going through today. Every African country that has been taken over based off the same thing. They had slogans, everybody. Kill the landlord. That was one of the slogans. One of the other slogans was kill the rich. They have been putting slogans in, and we follow like sheep. Every single one of us have been led down and astray.
Another one.
Go ahead.
Within 30 years. Remember, fuck the police, NWA?
NWA. that's part of it. That's part of it. That's why rap music is controlled. If you can love all the music you want, but this is a controlled substance. Rap was put in place to get you to hate the police, and every rapper pay his Masonic dues and become a cop in Hollywood. Look at them. Every one of them. Every one of them that told you
Ice
to hate the police.
Ice
every
Cube.
One of them. Every
no,
one.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Every
for real.
Single one. It is a psyop beyond proportion, y'all. And let me tell you, they pay those who play the psyop well. That's why they call stars. They give them illumination. Because illumination means you're part of the Illuminati, the illumination ones. And so this is becoming very scary. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Civil rights movement, everything. All you was participating in the civil rights movement, I feel so bad. I really do. I feel so bad for y'all because it is sad what they did. They knew that they can prey on the innocent minds, that they knew the fears of the people, and they put everything. They even did the white folks. Let me tell y'all something. Every riot was orchestrated from Watts, New York, Newark, Detroit, all were orchestrated. And guess why? They need to have federal initiatives placed in so they can take over. See, that's how smart the alien. I'm going to call them the aliens, too, because ain't nobody this diabolical.
Martial law.
Mind. Yeah, they mm-hmm. create a scenario to bring in federal law. And we kept telling you that's why they call it the Alien Federation. That's why Stacey Abrams joined it on Star Trek. They're trying to tell y'all what they're about to pull. Now, again, this program, I got so many facts with it because last night I did a whole research. I went dug deep. I went into congressional records. How can we be this dumb, everybody? It's impossible. It's right there in the records. And let me just say this. That movie showed everything. And I tell my Spanish brothers and sisters who always talk to me in private and not in private, I understand why y'all leave in those countries. Clearly, it's orchestrated. Because to destabilize any country, you got to let everybody in. That's part of the Communist Manifesto, to destabilize borders. Now, y'all talking about crime. I heard y'all talking about all that earlier. You're absolutely right. The crime is outrageous. And guess what? That's part of it. Part of the – you seen it, brother. All you who seen that last night or saw it, did you see that they said, give the youth weapons. Let the youth become anarchists. Ain't that what's happening today? The youth are becoming anarchists, and they have been given weapons. They just caught a few of them in Memphis, St. Louis. I think it was St. Louis. They have their brother D in St. Louis sent us some news. You see them young boys, 14, 15, with AKs and everything? That's given. They want that. They want that. They want you to be in chaos so they can bring in the order. And it's going pretty smooth if we stay this dumb.
Yeah, that's the Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
That's
the Walking Dead. Now, I'm not going to go long because I know I want to get y'all involved with this. I just got to read this part. According to this plan, you've been hearing about the FBI all day long, every week. So they knew about this. That's why I told you that all they together, all these alphabets, like Brother G was saying, all the alphabets, all these isms, all been put in place. And then this is what they said. This is quotes. Goes on to state, the Negro Soviet Republic is the strategy. It says in the 17th National Convention in 1959, quoting from the FBI document about the convention, quote, the Negro resolution adopted by the convention discards the party's historic position of advocating self-determination. I'm going to start right there. That's why y'all been saying that. We got to be served. Yeah, y'all wasn't. That didn't come from no blacks. Ain't come from the Nation of Islam. Ain't come from the Hebrews. Ain't come from none of that. It came from the Communist Party. That's their lingo. So every time y'all be talking about, we need served determination.
Bernard Rustin.
Yeah. All this is made up. Meaning that the niggas. Think about what they tell y'all. They came up with a plan saying self-determination, meaning that the niggas, this quote's now, I'm just stopping for a minute. Meaning that the Negroes should be given the rights to form a separate nation in the southern states. Now, you know that's impossible without an army. You know that's impossible. Anybody's line can tell me that you're going to start a nation within a nation without an army. Please get off the line right now. We don't even need your foolishness. Please get off.
Right.
If you're that dumb to believe you're going to start a separate nation in a nation, think about that one for a minute. And no army. Really? Okay, now, we're going to even keep it going. It says now, in 1959, I'm not even born yet, the convention resolution hence represented the party admission that its position concerning the Negroes is bankrupt. They admitted it's kind of like a bankrupt situation. We're going to keep it moving. It says, quote, now I'm still quoting, time itself has shown that the party is not interested in the welfare of the Negroes. This coming out the FBI. But only in using him for the tool of advancing the party's interests. Quote J. Edgar Hoover, the analysis of the 17th convention, National Convention of the Communist Party in the USA. Now, right there should wake you right on up. JFK, John F. Kennedy, Hoover, all of them knew this was a coming. And guess what, y'all? I found out that JFK actually supported communism. He lied. See, Algiers was trying to escape, supposedly, their oppression. Now, they knew this man was a dictator. His name was Bella. Knew he was a dictator. And yet he ended up giving him arms and everything. They even went as far as doing the same thing they did in Afghanistan. They left the arms for the enemy. Who leaves the arms for the enemy unless you know it was an old trick from 1958? They left all the arms in Cuba.
Different years, same playbook.
Same playbook. Now, you got to wake up, everybody, because y'all are the number one fools, not y'all on this line, but our people got to be the number one fools and tools to be able to pull this off with stupidity. Now, I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to tell you one, about five more things. I'm going to make it 5 more minutes. I'm going to make this quick. Y'all got to be kidding yourself if you think you're going back to Africa. First, let me get a drink right quick. All you tick claiming in Africa, you're liars. Bunch of liars. Because I got proof. You ain't going no Africa. You've been lying. It's a big game. And by the end of this program, all y'all talk about Haiti and these islands, all controlled by pirates. You ain't going to stop that, Haiti. I love the Haitian people here. You ain't going to. You can't stop this. Your country is being... you are the first of the civil rights movement. You are the first. Did you know that Haiti was the first place to put Martin Luther King Street in the Western Hemisphere before even America?
Wow.
Yeah, go look that one up. See, I went deep. I go deep because facts matters today because it's no time to play. Now, this is why I say you ain't going to Africa. Let me tell you something. Africa ain't like the black Americans. No, they not. I went on African News just recently. Found this brother doing a hell of an expose. Great work this brother's doing. And he's African, Nigerian. He told the facts. He didn't sugarcoat it. I'm going to give you 10 minutes of this, and then I'm going to open the lines. 10 minutes of this. And y'all all tell me if y'all going back to Africa. Y'all, after this, all you African Afrocentric mothers, I ain't going to cuss yet. I'm going to wait till I get my drink. But y'all going to play today with this lie y'all been telling people. Every time I see one of y'all, I'm just going to look at y'all and say, kill them for that foolishness y'all telling. Now, I mean physically, but kill your mind with dumbness because you are definitely a fool to tell me that you think you're going to Africa because you visited a few times. You visitor. You are a tourist when you try to go in as a citizen. This is what Africa got to say to you. Listen carefully.
So Tunisia's president, Kais Saied, is under fire once again after he made comments about African migrants. He said there's a plot to replace Tunisia's Arab and Islamic identity by bringing people from other countries in the region. Tunisia's president says African migrants pose a threat to the country's Arab identity.
On social media, a video of another racist attack on black migrants in Tunisia.
Hi everyone, I'm sure by now you must have seen this video of the Tunisia president saying that black people cannot live in Tunisia.
There is no question of allowing anyone in any illegal situation to stay in Tunisia. There is a state and institutions. It is a file prepared with the objective of changing the demographic makeup of Tunisia.
Going to 2 months now, black people, that is Africans who are black, first saw that video. A lot of people were hungry. However, after I made a further research about this matter, I discovered that black people or Africans who are hungry about what the Tunisia president said simply did not understand what is going on here. In this video, I have tried and put together some facts and evidence which will hopefully blow your mind and change the way you look at what is going on in Tunisia right now. Also in the video, I will talk about 5 countries in Africa that you probably should not go if you are a black African.
Thank you.
If we want to understand what is going on in Tunisia right now, the first thing we have to understand is try and figure out how most people who are in Tunisia right now got there. You see, many black Africans who are in Tunisia right now, that is Africans from sub-Saharan Africa, got there as illegal immigrants on their way to Europe. And to see how this play out, all you have to look at is this world map. If you check the world map, this is Tunisia. This is Mediterranean Sea. And if you can cross this sea, you can easily get to France, Italy, Turkey, Spain, and a few other European countries. According to this 2022 report by the United Nations, more than 1 million Africans crossed the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. Some of these people may cross from Libya, some from Egypt, some from Morocco, some from Algeria, and some from Tunisia. Now, pay attention, because I'm about to show you something that explains the reason why there is crisis in Tunisia. As you have these hundreds of thousands of people coming from Nigeria, Cameroon, Gabon, Ghana, as you have them running to countries like Tunisia, some of these people will get to Tunisia or Egypt or Morocco, and they will find out that they do not have enough money to get to Europe.
We charge different prices depending on where they come from, he says. But on average, the ride to the Libyan border costs them about £150.
Some of these people will fall sick because of the stress they have gone through in the desert. Why some of these people for the first time will realize that people actually die trying to cross the sea to Europe.
In the past 3 years, more than 10,000 men, women and children have died trying to cross this stretch of water.
When these people realize for the first time that the journey they were about to take is very, very dangerous, some of them simply stay back. Some of these guys may stay in Libya, they may stay in Morocco, Tunisia, or Algeria. And this leads us to the very first problem, which is countries like Tunisia or Egypt end up having hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants. We have to be honest with ourselves. No country likes illegal immigrants.
You don't like them?
No, I don't like them.
No country likes illegal immigrants because illegal immigrant is like a stranger who jumps fence into your house without your permission. To make this even worse, this stranger is asking you for food. But if you want to follow the law, the rules of the United Nations, then you are expected to take care of these illegal immigrants. I mean, you might think I'm making this up, but this is from the United Nations website. This publication is from 2012, and what the United Nations essentially is telling all the country is that illegal immigrants are supposed to be treated with respect and some level of freedom, and your country is supposed to take care of them. If by now you have not seen the problem, then let me show you.
You should see the dead in that video.
In his 1954 book, The Epigrams of Oscar Wilde, Irving Redman wrote, "Starvation and not sin is the parent of modern crime." You see, one of the reasons why countries like Tunisia, Egypt, Morocco, and the like may not be very kind to immigrants, talk less of illegal immigrants, is that these countries are struggling economically. Let's take Tunisia, for example.
Tunisia's faltering economy was hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. That triggered nationwide protests in July last year.
Al-Assad Mejri has long struggled to cope with the basic costs of living in Tunisia. But in recent years, the 57-year-old street cleaner has been forced to tighten the purse strings even more and barely earns enough to feed his family.
Mahdi Tayyip, a horse meat salesman for more than 20 years, says he has never seen the market so empty.
I can't buy basic products like vegetables anymore. My family is hungry.
People have disappeared. The ordinary citizens can't buy meat. We sell horse meat for 13 dinars a kilo. It's cheap and affordable to all, yet people can't even buy that.
Unemployment also remains high, and the country has begun experiencing shortages of food and medicine.
This is the truth we have to tell ourselves. Countries that are struggling economically don't want immigrants, talk less of illegal immigrants. If you think a country that cannot feed its citizens, a country that is having 15% unemployment rate, a country where people are waking up every day to hope for where their food will come from. In millions, we open their borders and say, oh, everybody from Nigeria, come to our country. Then you are being unrealistic.
It's totally unrealistic.
But then I know what some black Africans, that is Africans from sub-Saharan Africa, will tell me. No, you don't know what you are talking about. The reason why black Africans are asked to leave Tunisia is because Tunisia is racist. Okay then, if you think the reason why Tunisia or Libya or Egypt or Morocco is not kind to black Africans is because they are racist, then I need to remind you of history. In 1969, when the economy of Ghana was in a big crisis, Ghana sent away all the immigrants in their country. You guess what? These immigrants are from Nigeria, Burkina Faso, Benin, Cote d'Ivoire. I mean, people that are having the same skin color with Ghanaians. For example, if you look at an average Ghanaian, and an average Nigerian, you cannot tell the difference in their color. 11 years earlier, in 1958, Togo did the same thing. Every immigrant in Togo, which by the way, these people came from Dahomey, Nigeria, and the neighboring countries to Togo, all of them were sent off, sent back to their countries. In January of 1983, the president of my country, that is Nigeria, announced that every illegal immigrant must leave Nigeria in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks.
If they don't leave, they should be arrested and tried and sent back to their homes. Illegal immigrants.
Now, this, I'm going to stop there because I'm about to bring y'all in. That was Africa, Nigeria in 83. And even now, and saying that we don't want, now you think black America, I'm going to show you how dumb black America got to be. You think they go, I used to ask this question, but never, you know, I ask the question, no one answers it. I used to do that at these events to see if they couldn't answer them. I knew, I said, man, they can't answer this shit. I ain't even, hey, this is like a simple question. What you going to do if all these blacks from America sometime want to repatriate like a half a million? You think, what country going to take up? Just by what you just heard Africa say, that y'all all claim y'all love Africa. I'm Juneteenth, all your niggas wearing Africa dashiki. Take your dashiki asses over there. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Talking all that shit. Y'all going to Africa. Go ahead and go. Let's see what happens. Take a half a million y'all know and go right on over there right now. Say, we coming home. See, it's a lie. That's why you can't answer these questions. I'm opening up the mic because I'm about to get busy up here. I told you. They don't want this show. Now, Star Viserous, we shall overcome. Let me get y'all on the line. Jump in, anybody. Come on, let's talk. All the, I bet y'all
the
was wearing
key,
that shit.
The key. I'm sitting up here in my shorts. It's going to be like
not
almost
you,
100 degrees today.
Not you personally. I'm talking about those over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, to keep running key points.
Hold on, let the brother talk. I'll take everybody out there. Go ahead, make a statement. Make sure everybody gets
it. I'm just going to make it real short. The key point I took from that was when the brother was talking about what the UN, seemed like the UN was dictating
right.
to the country. What the fuck the UN got to do with it? Then it dawned on me, okay, this is a global plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It has to be.
And
it was interesting, like
right before COVID, they made that announcement that these people had to come in to these so-called treat them with after. See, they had COVID planned out just by they did. Go ahead, that's over. Keep going. I'm gonna get you
right.
next.
But see, once again, that's the same playbook that's being used in the United States. People don't see this.
I'm blind leading the blind. All right, sister, you next. Go ahead.
No, the brother said exactly what I was going to say because it's the same game. Can't nobody see it? It's right in your faces. It's
right
in everything. In everything. It's just like Anarchy USA. It's all the same game. They keep regurgitating the same shit. Over and over and over, and we keep falling in and just getting advanced, more modernized, more easily to plan out. Now we got AI to do it.
Now I'm gonna say this. AI, right? Go ahead. I'm glad you brought that in. I'm gonna let you go on that one for a minute. Go ahead. AI gonna do what? Because AI is now. That component wasn't in there.
AI is the new god, y'all. That's
mm-hmm.
the new god, y'all. It's your new handler. So now your handler is going to regurgitate the same plans, and you're going to still be out there doing the same things. You're going to still be hurting each other. You still could. This is how are you going to take over a planet if you can't get people to commit suicide by attacking each other?
Yeah.
Some kind of way.
You got to do
some
another
kind
way.
Of way. You got to mentally control them to kill each other, to convince themselves that, yeah, I don't want you to be a part of this. I don't want you to be a part of anything, so I'm going to wipe you out. So
that's
I'm
the
like,
plan.
Yo,
I'm going to wipe you out.
That's a takeover. That's a ship takeover.
Ship takeover.
Lost out to the primordial waters called space. Then we got aliens aboard the ship. What we going to do, y'all?
Now, y'all send me some stuff now. Y'all be sending stuff. I be looking. I send it out to other people. You sent one. I think somebody sent one. They had the clone face come off, took the face off the clone. And you wouldn't believe, I don't know if y'all who sent that on the thread or either was on WhatsApp. I wouldn't look that up. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, right after you sent that, somebody else started sending stuff. They got the robots. Elon Musk talking about marrying one and shit, got one that they... you got to look at this to be...
Elon Musk robots,
right.
All
yeah,
of them.
We
got every flavor.
We got right now. This was a movie. I think it's called Exelina. Exogena. The dude. Now, this came out some years back when the dude fell in love with the robot. Remember, we talked about this. What do y'all told me to watch it? That we watched it, and man, I said to myself, now that was a years back, even before COVID. That was like 2015, 2016. They were setting us up big time. Now I want y'all to know something. You can't make this up. Want y'all look at Biden, the two Bidens that everybody talking about, it's in the hair. Look at the hair texture of one Biden and look at the hair texture of the other Biden. Just go look it up. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. They want y'all to take sides. They want you to take Trump. Some of y'all already doing it. Some of y'all, Trump and Biden. Now, those are what you call communist strategies. Then you bring in one of the few shows who had DeSantis. We played it for you. When it first came out, said DeSantis is of this cult called St. Elmo. Go look that up. George Soros. Now we find out that DeSantis is working behind the scenes with Nancy Pelosi's handlers for this money game he's about to try to get. Now, this coming from them, those who looks this stuff up. Y'all got to realize it's a game. It's a communist game. All they're doing... And I want y'all to talk for a minute before I bring y'all. I'm going to throw some gasoline on it. Now, I know y'all. Y'all heard them nations. Y'all heard him say Libya, Morocco. Let's just stop with Morocco right there, because America got this fixation on Morocco. Everybody talking about that's where they're going to get their sovereignty papers at. Well, take your asses over to Morocco right now. All you sovereigns, Moors, Fezzes, Green, Red Fezzes, you always telling me Morocco, go on over there and stop them from butchering up the people. We know you're listening. Go on over there with your slashes, all your regalia, all your robes, and go on over there and stop the shit since y'all talking all that shit over here in the East. Now, I want y'all to know, y'all have been watching the news and watching the news what was going on over there. They had a problem over there just when the submarine was over there. Africa had an issue with immigration. But somebody, we only talk about that. I just want y'all to know, when y'all be going to all these regalias here in America, with all this African stuff y'all wearing, because that's what you're going to be doing. You know what? That's not about each other. Got all this African shit on.
Juneteenth?
Yeah, everything. All this whole month, they're going to be got. And I got so deep this weekend from y'all doing stuff. Somebody sent me something with Dr. Umar on them. I said, man, I want to stop the tape. Dr. Umar, daddy saying the shit ain't right, but he ain't want to go. He said, I don't even believe in the shit. Now, y'all got to be kidding me. Don't send me no Dr. Umar shit no more. I got it on my own goddamn show. If I want to listen to that nigga lie to me, I could just hear the repeat. So
yep,
don't send me none of that shit. Don't send me none of that shit. Now, all y'all in that, I have to think about you who listen to some food shit like that. Nigga ain't got something. He going to get a school. He talking against homeschoolers, and y'all going to go along with it. And here now, the school system is destroyed, and he ain't got no school for your niggas to go to. But lying all over the place. Y'all want keep that to yourself with that lie shit.
It's gotten so bad now with certain states, like in here and in Illinois both. It's like they looking for teachers.
Right. You want to tell me about some damn lie. I'm going to delete the shit and delete you off my – I don't want to hear that lying bullshit no more. My mind is grown up, even though I might look like a fool. Now, let's go on. Let's keep this shit going. AI is going to be God. Sister, you so right. I got some lines open, but I want y'all to know, we told you AI was going to be God when we found out, because we didn't want to keep it to ourselves. I said, man, we got to say this shit, because I might be thinking I'm crazy. Find out, a lot of y'all know what's going on. That's the fear. In those revolutionary books and videos that I've been reading, they need snitches. See, blacks is the only fools who came up with this. Snitches get stitches. Answer, damn, what fool would say that?
The spook that sat by the door.
Yeah, the spook didn't go, thank you. So I said, damn.
I didn't, but you know why I said that? Samuel L. Jackson, a.k.a. Nick Fury, said that in the first episode of Secret Invasion, came out of his own mouth. I said, damn.
Damn. That's another damn moment there. Now, I'm just saying. Now, here it is. If you watch the revolutionary tape, they use the people to snitch. And
hey,
gave their position. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm gonna slow down because I got some more fire. Go ahead. Take off somebody.
I want to talk about the title in the movie. I watched it. Incredible. What they're doing today, I just wanted to just give my opinion on the movie that was factual and what's going on right now. Now, in order for communism to take over a country, they have to have divide and division within. And I believe that when the slaves came over, well, when the indentured servants came over back in the 1600s, because that's when black people started coming over at first as indentured servants to help. And then I don't know how they came in to become slaves, but I believe that in order for them to have a crisis, they had to create the slaves, and they had to teach the white people to hate the black people and make them feel like they were more superior. So that is, I think that was the long-term 100 plan to break down the United States of America, because they said that United States is the last country that they will be able to, that they need to take over to create this global communism world.
New world order. Just say new world order just to make it simplified. New world order. Go ahead.
Yeah. New world order. So what happened was, you know, we came out of that the 60s, and we got our rights, and, you know, people started coming together. They brought in integration and all that kind of stuff. But fast forward right now, the racial tension is not nothing like it was back then, okay? I'm not saying that racism doesn't exist, but it's not there like it is. So what they have to do in order to bring in communism, because they've been trying to bring in communism to the United States for at least since the 20s, you know, since the 20s, and they have not been, they've came close so many times. But the media back then, you know, filled the bean for them. But this time they're doing it, the media is all in cahoots. And what they're doing is now the target is the white man. The white man is the problem right now, okay, white people. And it's so funny to me because the white people who are telling you that white people is the problem is white people. And it's like, we're not.
White supremacy.
Yeah, but it's white people who calling out white supremacists, right? And if, so, if they're white, it just seems like to me everybody white should be white supremacists if that is their mind brainwashing to make us believe that we are still in a racial tension going on against the white. So black people now are supposed to be superior because Black Lives Matter. You know, we have all these corporations that supporting black lives, right? And all this is propaganda because really black lives don't matter because, like you said, you look at Chicago, you look at the inner cities, you look at the black communities that don't matter there. So it's a propaganda to boost the black people up, you know, to make them feel you're superior now, and the white man is the bad guy.
Yeah, let's
so that's
go with
where
that.
The division is.
Let's go with that.
Is in 2023.
Yeah. Right. Now, I'm going to agree 100% because right there, I was what y'all said earlier, if you looked at that tape or listened to these programs that's been going on for and the people who put that together, I'd like to get that brother on because he's been saying stuff to me. I like how he put the whole thing because I got so many pieces of.
And by the way, an article just came out the other day. I posted on the link that the Hispanics have actually took over the state of Texas now. They outnumber the white people, even though a certain facet of them can be also labeled as white, even though it's under Hispanic or Mexican.
Right. Now, that's part of the game, too, because, again, this is a so-called takeover of land. Now you can say because they're jumping on that civil rights initiative. That's why when you hear black individuals, I'm just going to say black to keep individual politics, say in the black and the brown community, that means he's communist. Because you don't see the Mexican community really worrying about the black community on their news.
Nope.
I watch their news. See, I know you don't watch their news, y'all, because Telemundo, all of them, they show just as much craziness as going on in them countries that's unbelievable. They're chopping off heads and shit. So it ain't like it's squeaky clean. But here's what I'm telling y'all. If that's the case, look what the media was at the time she talking that was going on. The media was actually exposing it. It wasn't for B.W. Griffin, a white dude from the John Birch Society, putting this together, saying that we see it. You got to look. No, people see this. They were seeing this during the time of our grandparents and parents. So if these people said, wait a minute, they're using the blacks because we ain't got the problem with the blacks. Some of the blacks is over us. See, that's what they don't tell you, that some of them counties, black people was rich. And they worked to do business with them. But y'all don't like to talk about the money game because it's going to expose the bullshit or the hypocrisy that is getting many. Ain't no way you can tell me a church. Even in that videotape to show that they used the church. Margaret Springer used the church. The church is a CIA, FBI cooperative. That's what it is today. And it's been like that since the conception. Now, we'll give you the order after 12. What time is it? After we get into the near hour, I can talk about those you're going to stay on the line. So y'all know these are order. I told you everything's a secret order. That's why we put it all over our thing. Ain't nobody talking about this. They want that. We think they're going to tell the people. So the media was the ones that exposed today, like the sister just said. The media is brought by now. Remember, look at the time frame, 1959. Let's just go to 2010. By that time, all mergers were made. All mergers. Rupert Murdoch got control over Fox. He's from Britain, everybody.
And
Rupert,
you got to throw BlackRock in there, too. BlackRock has a good number.
That's now, right, BlackRock. I'm talking about, look at the transition. First, it was Ted Turner. Ted Turner took cable.
TNT, yep.
Yeah, he made cable this new entity where you didn't have to go through the so-called big three, CBS, NBC, and all that. So all of a sudden, you could see that we wasn't paying attention. We was happy watching TV. So when we realized that Ted Turner got all this stuff, and then it went to Fox. But by that time, Reagan, who is a communist as well, sympathizer. I looked up all this stuff. They was, all you got to do is look at how they made the projection of, we're going to knock down these walls. We are Star Wars. He told you it was going to be Darth Vader. Star Wars. I mean, y'all ain't listening. Now, not all y'all. So, but I'm just going to go before I digress. Look what y'all just said. The media now from that time span is totally brought. Now it's BlackRock. They control everything. Look at the name. The name alone should be scary. BlackRock.
Even the sports. ESPN, Disney, ABC.
Yep. Yep. Go ahead, Sister Jamal.
I want to ask you this right here. Watching the movie, right? And I know they focused on Martin Luther King, JFK. Okay. Now, those people are dead.
Dead.
Isn't it very possible? Because I know...
And his brother.
JFK
remember,
supported...
Robert, the Attorney General got killed. So don't forget his brother, Robert Kennedy.
Right. Now, isn't it possible that when Fidel Castro was going around the world telling he is not for communism, he is not, you know, the Algerians, they were all saying that, right? So, but isn't it possible? We know they're lying today. But Malcolm
said. I know what you want to say. You want to give credence. I already know. You want to give credence to them like they was dumb. No, you don't come into something like that. You'd be an infant in the beginning.
But then why they killed him if they went along with communism?
They only killed the king.
Killed JFK too. Bush killed JFK.
But they didn't kill Fidel Castro or Bella. Them dudes were entrenched with France and Cuba was entrenched with the Soviet Union, mm-hmm. and they were trying to use the American operatives, which was those of the Kennedys at that time. And many of the civil rights, and let's not forget the Khazars. All this is Khazarian money of the Western Hemisphere.
Well, Fidel still lived because he went along with the program. He was truly a communist.
Right, that's why he went along with the program. But by the time let's go with the time you talked about Fidel, you fell in love with a fantasy. See, I fell in love with reality. Yeah, I fell in love with reality because I live amongst a big difference. Fallacies and reality, you can't deal with that. I'm dealing with reality. Reality is you didn't know how they lived, so you just heard bullshit about it. Now you see how this shit has flipped the script and everything else. We should have a whole eye out. Now I got to look at everybody now I got to look at everybody. There's nobody I can go not say I'm going to do it. This is like they do me in the airport. They put a radar on me in the airport. When I go to the airport, I could be good citizen number one, but they still going to examine my ass, and that's what I'm going to do to everybody. Let me go to more callers. 9-2-4-9. We about to get – I don't even got – because of the show, you wait till you hear the rest of this. Y'all going to really be having to ask yourself, what the hell have we fought for? Angels. 2492. 2492. I got 2492. Area code 502. Okay. You out. Let me go to 7472. 7472.
Greetings, Dry Bones. How the brother be today, Brother Derek and Dry Bones family?
We loving it, loving it. Always.
Very interesting conversation.
Kwame.
Yes, sir. But what I'm trying to really look at is, and you were saying it back in the 50s, it went from communism to computerism. All of the countries that were once communist countries are now computerized, and these are the new tools. And the attack intelligence is how they're doing war with computers. This is the whole deal that they switched over. You went from communism, which was books and read and reading and this whole ideology, to creating a computerized system that is a worldwide system of control. Because most countries that are not computerized, are not communists, not. And so the thing that we got to look at is this is what the whole plan was, because IBM and those folks that created this technology was working with other countries that were communists. And so all of these communist countries are now computerized countries. And this artificial intelligence is a thing in which to network itself to be as powerful as the divine intelligence, which it can never be. Because what we have is a wood wide web that has been producing everything that has been needed for this planet's survival. This is why when you were talking about Morocco and all over there, in the 50s when the French were, when they were battling with the French, they were doing what? Decolonizing. We have all been colonized on this planet. The part of what we're having to do is to decolonize, deprogram, and allow yourself to reconnect back to your earthly self and your divine self, because how are you going to have artificial intelligence? There's only one intelligence. What they put into a computer is intelligence from what they've learned from their divine experience being here on this planet as a human being. We've got to stop falling for this okey-doke.
I agree.
I would call it anti-intelligence. Because it's against the, you're right, it's against nature, it's against the real deal, which is nature.
It's against the law of nature. It's against the law of the universe. It's against the law of the cosmos. Man has created his law in his language, because the language in which law was written was what? Latin. That was the church. That was the Romans who created the papal bull that said you can go anywhere in the world, and if the people are not Christians, then you kill them and take their land. You can't take this planet. This planet does not need human beings.
That's like communism. If I can go, it's the same. To me, it's the same thing. Like you just said, we get people, we get our peasants, our poorest people. We ship them over there with this ideology, and we send people over them who is in our secret society, and they'll be the ones that will magistrate to these people that we got as the dumbfounded, put them over there. Next thing you know, of course, I think they're going to assimilate easily with the crowd, because the first thing I have to ask, the question we all should have to ask, the people who they came encounter with that to promote this with them is the ones I like to know, like how are they able to pull that off amongst the people?
It's what they have studied. They've studied the human being in order. Every human being,
you mean humans
is
or
just like they did in the Matrix. You're a power source.
Yeah, I'm saying, are you saying, like, because I know everybody's saying aliens. Give me your perspective, because are you saying are these are actual humans that can conceive a plan to take over everything? Are they humans, or are they some type of subspecies of human? What's your thoughts on that?
The part of it, every human, we come from the unknown to the known. And we develop inside of a human body, except for what they did up there in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, when they did the Human Genome Project, and they would turn around making test tube babies, and Dick Gregory said these babies gonna come out being in love with mason jars and pop bottles.
Well, I mean,
because this is what man is attempting to be God, and he cannot be the divine intelligence.
How many of them you did? How many? Okay, now let's go with what you just said. I like that, because I can't. That's what I'm seeing. If they could tell you from the time Dick Gregory found out that they had people in test tubes, and we about at least 40 to 50 years probably from when everybody was really saying that, the sci-fi stuff. So I think look how many they could easily produce. I just put the video with y'all. Somebody sent me. Thank you, brother. My brother, he knows who sent it. Deep, my man. He about the Kazars making the artificial food. That they got a machine.
Right.
And the man even mentioned McDonald's. The man mentions McDonald's.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what to tell it first. So I'm to ask you, Brother Cloudy, how many do you think of these clones? Give me your perception of the numbers that may be already operative already, if they got that type of technology that Dick Gregory found out when he was younger.
What you look at the people that has the wealth, they're going to remake themselves because
right.
they're what? They're getting aging, their body is deteriorating. So what are they going to do? They're going to get them to clone that being that looks like them. Now, the only thing about that is you cannot transfer consciousness.
So they say. I don't know. Hold on. I want to hear everybody's comment, but let's go with that. Let's probably say
I'm gonna go back to that secret invasion. Right. In Russia, they were kidnapping people, putting them in these machines, basically taking their body, and then they'll touch their forehead, and they take all their thinking brain capacities and transfer it over to their body.
Now, hold on. Mm-hmm. I want y'all to realize that Brother Kwame saying this because that's the era that was I would have been thinking that too, that because remember, we've been through that period where everybody say, you know, this is better, bigger than the human body, the human this, the human that. But then if they cloning humans and then you uploading them with some type of, let's say, device to give them personality and everything, I don't think they really care that they don't have our
And also, to your point, now you got to remember, recently in the news, a lot of these children, this has been going on for a while, though, a lot of these children be disappearing. How do we know that they're not taking these children, taking their blood, taking their body parts? That's part of it, too.
See, I'm starting to bring the whole picture in because what you're saying is not wrong. I'm just saying that now, from that time and what you said, Dick Gregory, I just want to think a minute. That could be over a million plus clones in every sector. So you got seven regions of the earth. That's 7 million operatives because they go by regions. They like the regions. They go to the seven continents, they putting these people in all these regions. And we ain't just talking about our people. What about the Indian people they did this to? Because that's where CERN is at, everybody. CERN is over there in Switzerland. They took
CERN
all this up.
You got a lot CERN of mutations. And you got a lot of mutations.
But the Indian people
being born
are behind
there.
I know it's the Indian, but I know it's there. But the Indian, I want y'all to go look up the tech people, everybody. Just go look up the great tech people. They're from India, Pakistan. Believe me when I tell you this. Believe me when I tell you. Go ahead, make a statement, Brother Kwame. I want you to finish up. Go ahead. What you going to say?
I don't know if anybody ever seen those mutated genetic people. A lot of them come over there from India, where their body parts are really like deformed looking. And I believe it's because of
India,
the genetic modification.
India has a lot of stuff. If you go and look up, if y'all looked at that videotape that we put out there, did you see how they was killing the people? I just want you to know what you're dealing with. So we won't be having this discussion like, oh, man, I didn't know they would be this ruthless. So y'all so used to hearing about the Ku Klux Klan. This worse than the Ku Klux Klan. What they promoting is way worse than the Ku Klux Klan.
And then you got one of them in the White House.
I just want you to look at it.
To be black.
Because, right. Now, you got to look at this, y'all. You got to look at this because what I'm telling y'all is ain't nothing y'all said on this panel right now that is incorrect, but I'm adding on the stuff that seems to be connected in a different way. When y'all say, man, these people got this long longevity of cloning, using placenta, given to y'all by your own voluntary. That's why when you want to talk about spiritual, let's go there. Yeah, you don't want to be spiritual.
People don't realize that's your own.
Right.
Your own children. Body parts and stuff from birth.
You gave it to them. Y'all get every woman. That's why I say y'all got to start trying to wake up. No, I'm just saying. Think about this. They got every woman, not just one. I'm talking about black. I'm talking about every woman in a hospital gives up that placenta. Now,
abortion. That's why they was pushing it so hard too.
For free.
We
free voluntarily and not knowing that we should be making them pay us.
Now, y'all like to talk sci-fi? Now, I'm about to put it on y'all. I love this stuff. Now, how we know that the aliens ain't made the deal to make that they get the body parts necessary to stay on Earth? Now, somebody had to make a deal somewhere.
You're right.
Or they made a deal.
Of course. Now, let's go with the deal. Because it seems like every continent, there's a bloodshedding. I mean, over stupidity. Right now, the biggest bloodshed, and I know y'all don't care because even though you're going to Juneteenth and all this bullshit y'all be going to, they got the kids going in to get their rare earth metals. Just look at that. Go look up rare earth metals mining, and don't tell me if you don't tear up from how dumb we are, you should say, damn, how dumb can we be?
Diamonds are forever.
Yeah. They're dogging these people, man. I mean, dogging them. for you to drive a Tesla. And y'all want me to believe we don't deserve retribution from the divine hands of the so-called gods that's in your mind. We about to get deep today. Y'all ready for some more?
All right, opposite of reparations.
Yeah. Retribution is what y'all should be really scared of today, because, man, what group of people in the richest country on the planet Earth, far as capitalism and all facets, because everybody on this line is a capitalist in some form or fashion. You might be a little degree, you might be with a full degree, all degrees when you first got born, and then you realize, I got some flaws. But right now, and your psyche, all you on this line and beyond the line, looking for a paycheck from somewhere. You ain't going to tell me you on this line talking about, I'm just going to, ain't going to get no money, fuck it, I'm going to sit here and just starve. You ain't going to do that. That's a lie. So you have to now worry. And if you don't,
you got to play the game.
Got to play the game. There you go. Now, I just want y'all, I got to play this for you, because I told you the game is coming. While we watching the Titanic, and we don't find nobody now, they all go. These are riches. We got billionaires. They so dumb. They gambling. They was making bets. You go for $100,000. They knew the machine. They got pictures with Biden and all of them with them. Everything. You go online, look it up. The dude, all this was a scammeroo. Because guess what, y'all? The big laws are being passed right now. One's on guns. Y'all ain't paying no attention, is it?
Shit.
One's on guns being one. They having debates on your school. They having debates right now. Y'all ain't paying attention because y'all worrying about celebrities blowing up in a submarine.
Zion Williamson.
Now, the Beatles had a song called "We All Live in a Yellow Submarine." Go look that up.
Ooh,
go look that up, y'all. "We All Live in a Yellow Submarine." Go look up that song. And then look up Beatles song / communism, and you will find out.
Tavistock. Wow.
Yeah. There you go. I just don't understand. All this knowledge has been out here. It shows you why they can do this, because they know we dumb. I'm serious. They know a population dumb when they got no pulse, no reaction to the shit. I mean, right now they throwing in your face. They got Lil Wayne and Kodak Black. Go now, come out and say, wait a minute, we almost had to go to jail, blah, blah, this dude got felony charges, money laundering with the Chinese, y'all heard all this on tape. I told you it's a communist plan to get you all, they need the rappers. That's why you wonder why they do what they do, because they know ahead of time. That's why Trump had to, see, I'm going to give it to you like it is, maybe with some Vaseline and oil.
And Friday, they dropping charges against him already.
Yeah. It's all a scam. It's all a scam because they know that the United States is the last of the Bible story. See, that's the Bible story. See, the fallen angels, and I want y'all to know, that's not about coming from the sky. It's that which comes from below. See, that submarine... That submarine went into the darkness of the inner earth. Where the Titanic had killed the people who was going to sign the 1933 and 1913 bill. Remember, they was going to ratify the Federal Reserve. They needed these, and the people on the boat who was going to ratify against it.
Wow.
That's how they weren't having that.
They was like, no, you got to go.
Now, if this is the case today, what was that World Economic dude doing? What was his MO? Y'all better go look this up, because I ain't got time to tell you. I'm just going to tell you what to look. It's on you if you look. That's not on me. But I tell you best to look quickly, because they named some spaceship. Now, what's coming from below? Let's go there. Now, they all know the Titanic's got all kind of debacles. I mean, all kind of everything. They all sit robots. They want to go down. They know they can't go to the depths of the earth or the the water, because we used to watch Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea that still comes on MeTV, and I watched a couple episodes of that. I said, man, look how deep that was telling us. They had to have a special submarine and shit. It was unknown type of sub, how they'd go all, they were all over there. They was finding all kind of shit underneath the sea. But y'all forgot, y'all, I know y'all forgot this story. See, it's called the Antediluvian Era, where they couldn't leave the earth, so they dug underground caverns with the technology they had and went in that, and whatever, I say that, I mean male and female, whatever this shit was that y'all, when we want to say, when we know what it looked like and shit, whatever was able to go underneath that water and metamorphosize like we do. See, we forget we were.
Wakanda forever, Namor in his land, in the
thank
sea.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's what
they put the shit in these movies, bro.
I tell you. Now,
they put everything in the movie. And yeah, theory. They put it all out there.
Yeah.
Nobody
yeah, come
thinks,
up.
Everybody thinks it's fake.
Because the thing was, how did they was able to get from under the, because Wakanda supposed to be, they came from out of somewhere, they went from an underground cavern. That's why they didn't show you how they got to Wakanda. Wouldn't show you.
Remember the man found the lake, and they killed him.
Yeah, I'm going to say this to them. Listen, they're coming up with another plan. They got another one. They got another one. This one here, I could tell not none of y'all on this line, I'm going to say, y'all would do it. But I don't know what who would do what when it comes down to the real nitty-gritty of what's going to happen. Now, I know every area is in an issue. Every area. If a hurricane come our way, I just want you to know that Miami would be under water. Earthquake even comes close to us. So that would be the first sign that I will be gone. Second sign for this area. It is so many people here. And y'all want to know what it's like. I'm going to tell you something. There's no way that this could be sustainable. It is no way. If they would continue what's going on. So I'm asking all y'all to think about your own area. I just told you. If a hurricane hit any our infrastructure, because if we got so many cranes up, it will be damaged severely. Anybody been to Miami? We got cranes everywhere. Almost 100 in a little half-mile radius downtown, all over the building. So if something was to hit here, now if the storm is controlled, like y'all say, or we say, and Miami don't get hit, y'all better wonder about that one. Y'all better wonder about few things. This going to be really so. If the aliens are out there, wouldn't it be easy? Because something must be ready to happen. Wouldn't it be? Because if chaos got to come, it got to come in so many factors. Now, y'all showed me they got two suns in New Zealand. Two suns is being shown. That one sun is the story of Nibiru. Everybody been saying, if this is the facts, the other son is the son that you all call Jesus. The other one is Satan. That's Saturn. If this is the case, these sons and everything are going on, then it's going to be a war as above, like as above, so below. So the earth and the water.
So that's why you get two brothers, Amen-Ra, and Asur in the same draft the day after the summer solstice.
That's right. They had a battle. And it's only natural now that whatever this force is to get all humanity going to the final conflict of this, the New World Order, which is would be the Bible story, the Holy Resurrection.
And the next Captain America movie, New World Order.
Yeah. It's in the Bible. All you got, if you don't even know the Bible, but the church has been brought out by communism. That's a fact. When George Bush Sr. gave them status that they could be whatever they want to be, just don't talk politics. That means you knew they have destroyed the mother. Because the church is known as, it's a bank. is Mother. While your big churches are Mother Church, Mother Bethel, Mother AME.
501c3.
Yeah. So now, in order to pull this off, everybody, we got to talk. I got the lines open, bring some of y'all in right now. Brother G, let me get you in here. I got you here. Let me get y'all. I got everybody here. We got to talk for a minute. This communist thing. Just so everybody know, because I played it all the time, it's going to play about 2 minutes of this, so y'all can understand.
The ism.
And that word, ISM, look it up by itself. Just look up ISM in your dictionary and see how far it would take you in reading that those little three words. Yeah. ISIS, Seb, Horror. It's above Jesus, crucifixion. Those three letters, ISIS.
ISIS. It's in the word.
I don't even see how this is not known today, because this was known, and I'm not that old. About in our 20s, we start hearing about all this being what it was. But we didn't understand because we were still having fun. But now it's time with that Bible story say, put away childish things. Yeah, you can still be in the world, but some of that stuff y'all know is designed to make you dumb. It's designed to do that. And because they know you are going to go back in the three stages of life, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you the numbers. You don't understand it, that's your fault. 4, 2, 3. That's all I'm going to say. That's the stages. Let me give y'all what they're doing in stages, because life is a stage.
I am Leonard Patterson. When I was a young man, only 23 years old, I joined the Communist Party. I was a member of the National Executive Committee of the American Young Communist League. In 1930, I was the official communist candidate for election to New York State Assembly. I knew Gus Hall and other top-ranking American communists very well because I trained with them at the Lenin University in Moscow. I joined the party because I honestly thought the communists were trying to help American Negroes. I broke away from the party when it became clear to me what the communists were really up to, was to use the Negro people in this country as cannon fodder in a violent and bloody revolution aimed at the establishment of the American Soviet dictatorship. It was that simple, and it is still that simple today. Make no mistake about it. What is happening in the United States right now under the banner of civil rights is exactly what has happened in China, in Cuba, in Algeria, and many other places around the world. When I was studying communist tactics and strategy in Moscow, my instructors emphasized the importance of using honest grievances and popular slogans as a smokescreen to cover up the true nature of the revolution. We were taught how to use propaganda and arouse the emotion of the masses. We learned how to set one group against the other and to make them hate each other. We learned the necessity of having martyrs. And we were even told how to create our own martyrs if they did not emerge the result from the atmosphere of hatred. We were taught the importance.
Now, I'm going to tell you why I played that, because they say we were taught how to... They talk about even blacks. They taught the blacks to hate their own light-skinned children that they had. That's part of communism. See, the communism people was around during the time of slavery that we all talk about, because y'all forget that the Bolsheviks owes old money. Russia was owed money for helping America in both wars, independence and civil war. Better go look that one up. If you don't know who financed each other, if you think America financed a war as a baby country, it's only so-called 200 or something, what, 45, whatever the hell it is, it's only 200. It's baby land, Babylon. Baby land in the occult world means baby land, Babylon. That's why America was always signify out. It's the only nation. Just heard every other nation. I'm going to get to the big point so y'all can see this. It's in your Bible story. Out of all the nations, like I played Africa today so you can hear that. Africa, all the nations that y'all so-called believe at these holidays y'all were in the Dashikis. Those countries would throw you out. They don't give a fuck if you look like them. They had the same hair color. They don't give a damn about them.
Right.
They just told you that in your own listening. That's if you can hear. It didn't say nothing about, oh, yeah, man, he's a fucking Bahamian. We love this. But no, they said, fuck your ass. You getting out. Jamaica, no, you getting out. Communist plan compared to people who believe in national borders. Not that they ain't been deceived, but just think about it. He said they take common things. What's common? Controlling your own household. These are common law. Common law. Y'all always talking about common law. Common law is to take care of your family. Everybody has the way. Now, would you want a bunch of people coming on your common law property that y'all put together? Those of you in common law, ality. And then even if you was all, if it was a million common law people, you still was going to protect that because anybody would try to infiltrate it. So stop pretending you will go along with open borders. You're lying. You're lying. You hate somebody messing with you, I'm going to give it to you in some form. If you so much of your borders, just think about your wife. Give your wife pussy up every night to foreigners, see, because you open borders. It's open borders. That's the same concept. I'm just using it at all levels. So if you ain't willing to give your wife up or your daughter up because you believe in giving it up, same concept of land.
Well, look what happened in Chicago. Now it got it so out of control, they can't stop it.
Now they become a whore. That's why they call it the Whore of Babylon. See, you got it's easy to see. Easy to see. The Whore of Babylon, because you don't care who comes in you. Comes in you.
Dry bones.
Let's go.
You still then say it's the riddle of the Sphinx. What moves on four, then moves on three.
I got to say, I gave you the code. I gave you the word. Four. You're on four when you're a baby. You're on two when you're a man. And you're on three as an old man. Plain and simple.
Right.
Yeah, come on, man.
That's all the
job bones, baby. You're talking about job bones. We ain't playing with y'all. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's get it on. I want some answers to why we don't know it's communism. We calling it everything else, even the Native Americans. Let me go to the Native Americans right quick. All the blacks that are on the Native American tip. You got to be even worse. Feeling bad. If you know this was your land or our land, which makes more sense than the bullshit over there, if this is our land, think how dumb it is that we can't convince our own people it's our land. That's how dumb this shit is. That's Twilight Zone shit. We got to take a quick break. Make a statement.
Okay, Native American. See, the part of it is there was no America when they came here. They gave that name. The part of it was this was called Turtle Island. This was a new word created calling people. Everybody born here is a Native American.
But if I never – okay, let's go with – because. Again, you're going to have a bunch of people say what you're saying now is that's on the can't debate. I'm saying if the people from Webster Dictionary did not say, they said that we're going to call ourselves Americas because of these people who are the Americas, and they look copper color. They give you the complexion. They give you what they look like. There's not a book out there. If y'all look up any other voyages of these people, it's always a calligrapher, a writer on the damn ship.
Because when you said Webster is a white definition. That
right.
is not
but
what the people call themselves.
Yeah, but whatever they call themselves, no one seems to know. Because Chief Warhorse said they call themselves the Choctaws. So if they're the Choctaws, or the Wichitaws, let's go with what y'all been saying for all these years. Because you're gonna hit a nerve here. All y'all been saying. Louisiana, a poverty point. That's where Miss Bay, Queen Beyonce now believes. And you got these more science temple people saying that we got Illinois. All these people say they know these names. Okay, then why aren't they filed? If y'all got these names, why are we debating about who we are? Then we should just go and say.
Well, the part of it is,
I want to hear from everybody.
English language is white supremacy because they take a person's language and their identity away and give them a language and then give them a name. That's what the absolute.
But was they white?
That's why you
have
to decolonize.
But they wasn't white. That's the question. They were Moroccans. America got its independence from a charter of friendship and peace that all you so-called people out there listening know what I'm talking about. And y'all said Morocco gave you your status. If Morocco gave your status, they are mulatto, dark, black, everything. So ain't no white man got nothing to do with that. We talking about...
And who named Morocco Morocco? Who named the world? Who said people were black and who people were white? Whoever did that, the people need to be looking at.
They wasn't even calling themselves these colors that we giving them now. Like,
right. Thank you.
Now, I'm saying they gave their name. They said they was the Medici, the Abadanis, the Caesari. They give their ancient name. We just ain't using them. That's all. They did not. Hey, let me tell y'all something. No, time out. If y'all going to tell me all the maps I got right here, everybody know I got. You going to tell me they got names on them? They got names on them countries. They might be the names you don't know about, but they got names on Turtle Islands one on one map. But they got all kind of stuff on there. They got the buffalo land. They got all kind of shit. The land of elk. They got, that's why they call it elks. They got land with names of animals and everything. Lake Chautauqua. All that crap is out. They ain't taking away those god doggone names from the people. All of New York State got names.
Because
all
why you think that all these sports teams are named after those animals? It's still there.
So don't come out.
And the thing about it is, the thing about it is these people, they were already here and they already had their own tribes and when they came here, they were they came and divided the tribes,
okay,
but they left their footprint.
We were natives.
But what I was going to also comment on with that video, when he said that they were in Russia and they were being trained, he said when they came out and realized, because I that's why I say I believe a lot of our leaders were duped, because they were so incredibly great at creating propaganda, creating brainwashing techniques for the sake of their agenda getting across the mass. So he said when he came out, a lot of us, that's why I say we're sheep, a lot of us could not see some of the moves they were making, but they were saying, him and the woman, they both said when they came out, when they see what was going on, they already, you know, it came out. The light came in their head.
Now, did y'all not see how they played on the white people? They said, let's kill the white chick who was supposedly helping her, the blacks get into, it was up in a New York State area.
Voting.
He went and got the blacks. Now, they claim they killed her. Guess what, everybody? This is back then. She was still alive. In the late 60s, they showed her high school picture. Ain't that what they doing now? They showing the high school picture of the people instead of showing how they really look. So you can get, they say the same thing, because this is a playbook made from hell. Now, I'm telling you, I know what y'all say about these.
It's a big psyop. They running on everybody, and it's beyond color.
It's beyond color, because if we start debating the black and white thing, which I don't know why black people in America cannot see that your own people is responsible for this, which is very, very disturbing if you think about it. Here's the people making every excuse who had their own land, their own weapons, their own agriculture, and because a few, let's say a few, because it couldn't come over in a bunch, it was a few at a time. And because they let a few at a time, I'm trying to figure out how was the camaraderie and where did you let these people stay at? Because that's immigration law 101. Where did you let these people stay? That should be the first thing we ask each other. Where did you let people stay at that you did not notice them being enlarged? And who was teaching them how to survey the land if they didn't know? And now here's where it gets deep now. See, I know y'all don't want to go there, but we are. Brother Kwame, for this to be called Turtle Island, somebody had to see that from the sky. Or an agricultural or ecological event, meaning that what Brother D said in St. Louis, this land was the harvesting of the turtles, or they seen that. Now, either they seen that first, that the harvesting of these turtles were all over this, or this lands are here. So I could see Turtle Island easily being given that. Or did somebody see it from the sky and was able to say it looked like a turtle at that time? Second one I want to ask y'all. I got these maps that some people gave me for years ago, and it shows that how could the people see that far? Because, you know, geometry and geo on that compass means geometrician, earth measurer, all that stuff. Somebody had to measure it. Did they measure it from the sky, everybody? Because it's hard to see it from the land. So ask yourself that question.
How are you saying there was drones back then we didn't know about?
I'm giving you something in the sky had to see that. Ain't no way.
Right. That had to be some type of eye in the sky, a picture of something. Right.
Right, because how the heck could they be, and to this day, those maps are like just inklings off of the real one that they claim today. So just a geometric slight center 30 seconds of off, that's impossible without somebody surveying the sky. Impossible. So I'd like to hear from y'all in the Native American community to tell me the white man, somebody had to give him some knowledge there. So where did we take responsibility at? If you gave your enemy all your records and tell them that, here, screw my wife all she wants, guess what? Your wife will be with them soon. Okay, let's keep this up. I'll tell you. That's what happened. I try to keep it simple. If you give up the crown jewels to anybody and everybody, obviously somebody's going to come in and wipe you out. And that's what happened, plain and simple. What idiot group it was, I don't know, but it sounds like idiocy when you think about it. I got a whole continent to myself, and I'm going to let a few people come little at a time over and just take over everything. And I can, at the end of all this, I can't remember how. That is some fucking sci-fi if I ever seen one. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Happening in Illinois right now. Yep.
If that ain't sci-fi, I don't know what is.
Thank you.
there's a lot of evil going on, but good is always there. Evil, light is in darkness. Darkness is in light. It's all together. They can't leave each other. It's marriage. And now, all you on there, especially on this line, what a great, I mean, what can you find a great group of people to come on with you on Sundays in this group here? Brother Kwame, much love. Stay with us. I think Brother Tariq is going to get with us in Cali. I'll try to let me know. He said he might try to come on here, get him on there. That brother got a beautiful guard. I mean, beautiful area. Beautiful area. That's all I can say. Loving it. And also, Sister Kim Weston called me. Much love to you, Sister Kim. If the sister wants to come on, we'll set that up for her too. Sister Antoinette, give me a call. Hope all is well. We need you back in on Wednesday night. They asked about you. I said, I don't know what's going on. We all caught up in this daily grind called life. It's a grind, y'all, but you got to stay strong in this bad boy because it will eat you alive and spit you out. Right now, we just want to make sure we all get enough to eat. Because in your Bible story, I like that Bible story because I call it an alien box. I mean, it's just beyond sci-fi when you look at it. And today,
and isn't that the meaning of fodder food?
Yeah. Yeah. What you going
to
say?
Hey, Drive, I also wanted to say that that guy that you be playing on the air, he also stated that when he was in the Communist Party, they used to create and create those riots,
right?
And stage them and everything. And they were always looking out for martyrs, like who robbed somebody, you know, like
right
people that couldn't be considered.
Right now,
George Floyd.
Yeah, George Floyd. Now, I just want y'all, those who watch it, I put it out there for everybody because it was sent to me. I've been playing that for years. Like I've been knowing about Griffin when that got turned on, going to them seminars. And like I say, I never regret all them good days of going to these things and hearing new things from Dale Jones from Philadelphia. I mean, just great. I mean, I got to meet Dr. Khalid Muhammad on numerous occasions when he came to Miami. Brother Ray was part of all that. We grew from that. That's called birthing. So now my mind is now the Yahweh's, all that stuff. You say, wow, all this is in me. Let me see where it's at. And you say, man, this, you know, it takes a lot of soul searching to say you've been, you know, played by a lot of shit. You know, you say, wow, mm-hmm. Damn, I gave a lot of money.
But then we also got to ask the question, going back to the movie, well, I don't know, it didn't really touch on the movie a whole lot, but, like, what part did the Black Boulay play in all this as far as, you know, misleading the people?
Right. Now, that's a good question because it seemed like it was orchestratedly that they knew where to go. They wouldn't got the right black folks, the educated, because they went to the colleges.
The students went to the colleges.
Yeah, that's the only way they could do it. You got to go to the youngest mind, and that's what's going on today. The talented tip. Nothing has changed. It's always been that. It's like you take from the cream of the crop, and I tell people all the time, when I go do the research on stuff and make myself, you know, I'm just a student of love. And I say to myself, well, damn, you got people tell me, you can't screw white women and all this stuff. But when I go back, I'm looking at all the greatest boxers, Jack Johnson, tons of white women. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, now, wait a minute. What y'all selective and who the white people is? Because y'all listen to dumb people on these new podcasts. And I want y'all to know, the word podcast even scares me. I'm going to stop using that name. Pod.
Mm.
You know what? Remember the movie? The body snatchers, they was in pods. The invasion of the body snatchers. And so they know, and cast, podcast. Even that
casting a vote. Casting a vote. It's a spell.
Yeah, it's a spell. So you can only cast a vote if you delusionally are told to, or you will not. Now, here's where it's going to get deep, everybody. They need a civil war. They got to have one. It's going to happen. It's your participation level is what they are worrying about. Just like the purge in the movie, you see they did the experiment. The blacks, they did the purge as a party. That's all. The purge was a party. They had a good time. They said, hey, remember that movie, y'all? They said, they're not killing enough. We need them to kill. So what they already had, plan B and C. Plan C was let out the crazies, meaning the people who had psychological dysfunction.
And use COVID as a weapon to do it. Oh, we got to let the Cook County Jail, COVID is exploding. We got to let some of these people out.
That's when we get to now. Right now, that didn't even use COVID. Now they realize that from that movie, well, they won't party. We can't be like killing them. We got to now come out with it more. COVID was another plan to get everybody. Now, like a man say on a TV show, he told a joke. He said, wouldn't have you ever. I'm going to tell you how crazy we are. I'm going to show you how we all been brainwashed, including myself. I have no problem telling you. When you can go to, and this is a comedian, a good one on Fox. I happen to see it. He got a Fox thing on. He said one joke that got me. He said, when could you ever go into a bank with a mask on before COVID? You couldn't go in no bank with a mask on. You're about to be shot immediately. You went into a bank.
Wow.
Where they dress up now, you would have been shot immediately. Here was a joke. Got it. Rob Schneider, one of it with Adam Sandler and all, and Chris Rock, they made the movie. He said, here's the irony to this. He went to the bank without the mask on during COVID, and the security guard said, man, put your mask on. And I said, oh, shit, that was deep. When have you ever heard
Benny of Benny used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live. You know who he is, Rob Schneider. Because he got a TV series called Woke Up in America. I Woke Up in America. Okay. So now I'll just tell
you. Well, remember that story in Texas a couple years ago in the Bank of America where that woman went in the bank and Texas had just dropped, the state had just dropped the mask requirements. But what happened, she got into with the security guard. They actually got in a physical altercation because they were trying to make a mask on, but they were trying to explain to her, even though the state itself dropped the mask mandate, but the different individual companies and banks didn't do it right away.
Right. Right, that's what I'm saying. This is real. I got 4077. You make a lot of noise. Look, then hurry up and say something before I take it off because you make a lot of noise.
Hey, I'm here. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, say something.
Can you hear me?
Talk.
Yeah, go. Hey, Tariq. It's Tariq here.
Oh, thank you, man. Were you up in the mountains? Because it's like a lot of wind. Go ahead, man. I hear you go.
No, I'm just on the road, man. I got up a little later than I thought. And I'm on the road headed to the farm, to the ranch.
Right, I'll tell you what, if you can get there, just put yourself on mute, and I'll leave you open. Put yourself on mute, and I'll leave you open.
All right. Mute, you said?
Mute yourself, and then I'm going to bring you back in. Just when you're ready, I'll bring you right back in. I just mute yourself.
All right,
I got you.
Yes, sir.
I got you.
All right.
I don't want the show to go off and don't have y'all. Okay, cool. They take it, man. Hey, I understand. You 4 hours away, bro. You got the longest time frame. I understand. I much love to you. But, I mean, I can hear you now. You sound like you ain't got nothing to say. Go ahead. Go ahead and say something because you sound quiet now.
Well, yeah, I was just going to chime in with what y'all are talking about, this mask. Because, see, the mask is that's the biggest trick of them all, because if you wear a mask over your nose, you're rebreathing your body waste. And you're making yourself sick. That's called hypoxia. And so how is that protecting you? How do you protect yourself by making yourself sick? What is that? See, reverse psychology and psycho warfare is what we're under. You know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's a simple thing. I mean, basic physiology, 10th grade physiology, biology tells you, you got to breathe oxygen, the number one food. I mean, what? You know, and then you got all these people running around with masks on, making themselves sick, talking about they're protecting themselves from the virus, which is a word which means poison in Latin.
Mm-hmm.
And most Americans poison themselves 40 times a day. So it's a wonder we're not all dead.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to ask them. They found out it's not effective. Now, I know if you spray and paint, you're doing spray painting. They got the ones with the breathers and so forth. You're doing real work. But the ones they had us wearing on a daily basis, it ain't meant to be for a daily basis. It's a typical.
Yeah, it'll make you sick.
Yeah.
You're breathing in fibers. You're breathing in toxic materials that the Chinese make the masks from. You don't even know where the masks are made. See, and this is, you know, I worked in the OR for 3 years, and I wore a mask every day. So I know what a mask does to people. That's why the surgeons don't wear masks anymore. They wear a headset with oxygen because they were making too many errors because of lack of oxygen.
Lack of oxygen.
Yeah. Yeah. The number one food for the body, you know. And since the body is 90% hydrogen and 75% water, what are we supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be eating all this crap we eat, that's for sure.
A lot of people don't like this. But let me ask you
something.
Let's go there.
What?
I can't hear them.
No, I said food with oxygen.
Yeah, our food is being made without the real, I mean, if we go along with what's being done, let me ask you, I just mentioned earlier about the garden and everything. Let me ask you, America is most countries, even though we look at America as a thing, most countries are not even trying to use GMOs. Most people are not, the rest of the world, everybody, just because it's America, the rest of the world is not trying to eat with GMOs. Their food is made more natural than ours.
Natural.
Right, so I don't know why. Now that's just going to show you the communist plot to control food, and yet we kind of like went along with the farming, because remember the Chinese was an agrarian society. I hope y'all know that. The Chinese was an agrarian society, and they got them to do
right.
The easiest. They were the easiest manipulator. Now let me ask you a question, because you think that the plot during the Civil War was to get the blacks to, the indigenous blacks that was in those areas to leave agriculture and go to industrial. You think that was the biggest mistake or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, because once you leave the ground, the soil, the earth, now you become artificial yourself.
Right.
Because what you're ingesting, for example, we have 50 years now of eating and ingesting female hormone mimickers in the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think that all this transgender and all this homosexuality and all that BS is falling out of the sky, or is this caused by the way we eat, live, and drink?
I know that has a lot to do with it.
That's the deal. Yeah.
That has a lot to do with it. No doubt about it. Now, let me ask you, because again, we allow this new science through the word progressive. They use key words, the progressive. So that seems like the progressive part is being progressive to this new ideology. So I still hear a lot. Do me a favor. Are you almost there?
Oh, no, I'm on the road, man. I can't. I mean, there's nothing I can do. I won't be there until another hour or so.
Oh, you
just have to either put up with it or I just have to cut off.
No. Yeah, we'll put
it. I know it's noise. The car. I can't do nothing about it.
No, they can't do it. Don't worry about it. That's it. Now let's go with y'all listening out there. Just stay with us then. Let me talk about what we talked about earlier. We showed that Africa. We played a clip that Africa has its own immigration policies. And they were throwing out immigrants that looked just like them because they said it's unlawful in their mind. And they said that the UN, the United Nations, had after 2019 mandated that we had to help refugees. Now, who you would think is running the world if a country is, they're fighting to throw out many immigrants in Africa. We played the tape. It's unbelievable. I watched the videotape. It's unbelievable. And, yet here our borders are wide open. How do you see the difference where they fight to get immigrants and go on berserk, even in Nigeria, Laos, all of them want everybody out because they can't afford them. And yet over here, we got it. What you think the possibility of, what's your thoughts on that? Can you hear me?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I was talking to you, yeah. So I was giving you a chance to, because I wanted to get something before you, I'll just stay on.
Like I said, we have been bamboozled and tricked and carried on since the 1944 transfer of the Nazis to this country.
Mm.
And if we don't deal with that and dig in and learn about what happened to us from 1944, Operation Paperclip, Operation Mockingbird, Project Monarch, MK Ultra, because that's what That's what ran Hitler and the Germans and the Nazis. That's how they got everybody lined up like that. So we have to learn about the psychological.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right. Go ahead. No, go, go. Keep going.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm good.
We have to learn about what has happened here. And we don't have the – we act like we, all the stuff that happened after the war don't have any effect on us. That's a lie. Everything that they did at the end of the war, before the end of the war, 1944, was they agreed, the Allies, to transfer the Nazis everywhere because the Nazis had all the technology.
Right.
Especially the alien technology. So, you know, that's what's been hiding from us, a lot of the nonsense, you know, and the truth about what we are and who we are. Because,
hey, but hold on. Let me go with that. Stay with me. Stay with me now. Because now, that part, I never really realized how much Nazis I got older and seen it. When I found out that George Bush's daddy, you know, was of the Nazis, then I found out Arnold Schwarzenegger's daddy was part of the Nazis.
Was a Nazi.
And I said to myself, so I started looking it up. You know, you don't believe everybody. But the thing is, these guys was known for war crimes that was unbelievable. And yet, if y'all watch that videotape, that brother, I think I said to you, Brother Sharif, Anarchy USA. And I want you to watch that and give me your critique on that. Because, I mean, when they was killing people, it's like they had it where they made everybody scared. They used the same tactics. And it seems to work because even Bob Marley said they kill our prophets and then yet he watches, you know. It's like, what is it that makes a people fall for, in your estimation, will fall for anything like this? Like this total takeover by, you know, people saying this is the right thing for us. Like, oh, this is the right thing for the black, for any group to let everybody just come in the country, do what they want. We got rules. We getting penalized. We being taxed, but people are coming in tax free. How do you look at that today? When you were growing up.
Well, it's a policy. It's a program. You know, it's been set up now since way before the 40s. They practiced it. They practiced it on the Germans. Again in the 30s and turned them into the big Nazi war machine that the United States Federal Reserve Bank, Kuhn and Loeb, financed the entire restructuring and regrowth of the Nazi-German warfare machine after World War I in violation of the Treaty of Versailles, that they were not supposed to have a military at all. So how is it that they got all this? They got it from us. They got it from GM, Ford, Bendix, all those companies. From here, financed by Kuhn and Loeb, the Bank of New York, the one of the Federal Reserve Bank.
Right. Now,
and
I'm
we,
glad you said that.
Yeah, and that's where you got to see what happened. See?
Yeah.
It didn't just happen out of the blue.
Right.
It was structured and planned. The whole thing, just like... It's like this last 3 years is all written out, and anybody can read it in the Rockefeller memo from 2010. It tells you right there everything that's happened.
Now that's the communist side. Oh, put you on place. Okay.
Anyway, I'm having a hard time hearing as well, so I'm going to have to cut off. I'll listen later.
No, I'll just leave you in, but just if you can get to his location where. Now, Brother Kwame, appreciate you just coming on. That's out of Cali, y'all. Let's go with some of the stuff we just kicked over. Because, again, the history that we're talking about, I know we got the France, but Algiers and all that stuff, and we got the so many things that we see over here. But let's just keep it clear. This goes way back. See, there's been some lies been told so good that it's kind of hard to get out of now. That, you know, you, but this thing with the link about being free and all this, y'all gonna be hearing about this all, you know, maybe not, hopefully hear it on the program, kick it off to other programs and so forth like that, but it's a missing piece here. Really is. Because we seem to think slavery, like in most people's mind, it really has not stopped. just because you've been told one story of slavery. That's all you ever heard is one story, pretty much. You don't know nothing about the India, or you don't know about the Irish. You don't know nothing about no other group. You've been told that only you've been slaved the most. And that's a fallacy. That's a fallacy. Now, I'm going to talk to everybody now about...
And when Kanye said that, people called him crazy.
Right, right. It's a fallacy, right. And they know. Now, I don't know if he was opposition. I just look at Kanye able to say some things just like I look at Trump. You get warning shots, y'all. Before somebody come in with the kill, they usually give you a warning shot. Bam, bam, in the air.
Fake news.
Yeah, there you go. You've been told this. Y'all mean you heeded it, but you've been told that this thing ain't real, y'all. But what am I let myself get killed because you stay ignorant? I tell people all the time, it's a riddle to this. Like, brother,
well,
me
see, here's the thing. Going back to the movie, there was a little part in there. I don't know if the sister from Georgia saw it. Well, I know she remembers she saw it, where it talked about when they label you, like if you start speaking out, they give you a label.
Right.
One of those labels is being anti-Semitic. That took me to Kanye. That took me to Kyrie.
Yeah.
And once you get that label, they're going to find a way to destroy you one way or another, to destroy your career, take your money away from
you. Hold on. Sister. Put yourself on.
Folks, try to see something in
the... Okay. They eating. They getting food. I'm glad y'all still listening. They getting food and everything. I love it. But
They got to eat.
I ain't mad at nobody. Let me just say that, but that part that you're talking about, now I said
anti-Semitic, yes.
Right. They had every lingo that we said. It had racist. It had Uncle Tom. It had the man, anti-Semitic, anything that, or fascist. It had anything that they said they didn't want to debate you, they would have a label put on you, and you would become pretty much a slander. That's the same thing news today.
We can call them a sellout.
Yep. That's what they're doing today. Now, the question I asked everybody out there, if we could read this playbook, and I'm going to take it to where it really started. So those of you going to these black events and they bringing up us being, you know, free and all that stuff. Just let me tell you, I knew I had it. It's hard to find it. I got the literature. But when you hear somebody say it that y'all are able to listen to, other than myself, it just sounds like, wow, thank you. First of all, I told you, I'll be talking about Lincoln is black. Okay. I'm going to go with that premise. King James was black. Okay. I'm going to go with that premise. The richest man in the world was Menemusa. He black. Okay. I'm going to go with that. And then when I ask, well, what happened, I get bullshit reviews. How the hell are you the richest man in the world? Got you claim they sent excursions over here. That means we need to go to their records. If their records say they was the ones that sent their excursions over, and this is what they found, how are you still talking about the white man in 2023, if you're really looking at history? How? If you just told him that Musa was the richest man on the planet Earth, I need to go investigate that.
I mean, just from that statement right there, people, we were the first people here. So
right.
You're the one. So you just said it's like if you're the first people, group of people here, you're the one that kicked off all this shit. Then,
yeah. Right. So I'm
blaming it on a whole other group of people who never
right,
even
yeah,
existed.
Right. You blaming somebody else for something that. Now here's another one. We say Lincoln. Now, I'm like, okay, Lincoln black, Africanist, got pictures of him with curly woolly hair, reddish. I just want you to. Sit back for a minute, because this is where it started. This is the first lie. Because I always ask y'all the question. Sean Caddy and I talk offline sometimes. We still haven't got not one intellectual in the so-called intellectual sphere of being YouTubers, whatever the hell they are, and all this other stuff, explain to me how over a half a million, let's just say 300,000 black people
mm-hmm.
got weapons in the Union Army. Weapons, high-level ones at the time. And you claim that they was here to free us and they went to Texas to tell y'all two years later, y'all free now. Really? At the same time, they got war campaigns going on against the indigenous. Come on, y'all. Would we look stupid on the dry bones? Do we look stupid on the dry bones? Show something. That ain't even making sense. But this will. Listen carefully. I've been saying Lincoln can't stand you. He sure couldn't.
He wasn't particularly keen on integrating African Americans. He said, quote, "I am not, nor have ever been, in favor of bringing about in any way the social and political equality of black and white races." I just can't believe that the day he signed the Emancipation Proclamation, that night he made this fateful decision to send them abroad. It's a story filled of ambition, hope, and ultimately heartbreak. Hi, I'm Danielle Romero. Thank you so much for joining me again today on my channel, where I started digging into my family's hidden history in Louisiana. And the channel has been evolving into digging into questions of genealogy and what does it mean to be American. History has a way of revealing complexities and contradictions of even the most revered figures. Today, I want to take you back to a pivotal moment in American history, a time when President Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator, sought to end slavery and bring freedom to the oppressed. But here's the twist. He wasn't particularly keen on integrating African Americans into U.S. society. Instead, he had an audacious plan to resettle them in the Caribbean. It's a story filled of ambition, hope, and ultimately heartbreak. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln enacted a plan to resettle 453 freed black Americans to a Haitian island. Picture this. It's the night of December 31st, 1862, and President Lincoln sits down to sign a contract with Bernard Cock, a Florida cotton planter. Their agreement? To relocate 5,000 formerly enslaved people from the United States to a tiny island off the coast of Haiti. I think the pronunciation is Isle La Vache, but I never took French. Let me know in the comments just how bad I butchered that. But let's rewind a bit. You see, Lincoln had been grappling with a dilemma for years. Lincoln despised slavery, but he didn't believe in racial equality or the successful integration of people from different races. So what was his solution? Colonization. He advocated for shipping black Americans to Central America, the Caribbean, or even Africa. It was his way of satisfying those who wanted emancipation while appeasing those who feared possible repercussions. I want to read a couple quotes from Abraham Lincoln that they weren't the Lincoln that I was taught. He said, quote, "I am not, nor have ever been, in favor of bringing about in any way the social and political equality of black and white races, nor to intermingling with white people. There is a physical difference between the white and black races, which will ever forbid the two races living together on terms of social and political equality. There must be a position of superior in favor of having the superior position assigned to the white race," unquote. Now, the Essential Civil War curriculum website had a lot of interesting information that I pulled from, and I want to read a quote from one of their essays, kind of discussing this idea of taking these freed African Americans and offering an opportunity for them to colonize these islands. Quote, "Lincoln always insisted that the enterprise should remain strictly voluntary, but he also considered it a necessary component of the eventual pathway to emancipation and genuinely believed that African Americans would come to discover that relocation was in their best interest as well once the project was underway. Elements of racial prejudice and perhaps more pronounced with Lincoln, racial paternalism shaped this belief, although it encompassed an honest concern for the well-being of blacks in a post-slavery society, where other and more malicious forms of racial oppression would likely persist in no shortage," unquote.
Now, you just heard that. He said, if we put them, they might find some shit worse than what they just had. Now, think about what he just said and what y'all just heard right there. He said he's supposed to be black now. Remember, I left him black because many of you are happy to hear that he's black. Okay. Why would a black guy say this?
See, here's the thing about lack of knowledge and not doing the research. I'm going to back up for a minute. Now, a lot of people from where I came from, when you talk about going to the South or just in general, or the history, so-called history of it, they will say, well, man, fuck the South, they racist, blah, blah, blah. But then once you come down here, when I got down here, one of the first things that blew my mind when I saw down here, and I see it more up in Chicago, is interracial couples. So if it was so much racism, why you see all these black women with white women and white women with vice versa? I've never seen that before. And it's like normal. And then in terms of what Abraham Lincoln was doing, maybe we need to go back and look and reexamine that term abolitionist, abolitionist, whatever.
Yeah.
What does that
abolition
really mean?
Yeah. And was they communist?
Abolish.
It means abolish. Right. But I'm looking at the word. See, these are key words that you heard in that tape. They said colonialism because, see, De Gaulle was president of France, and he started saying it needs to be. He said everybody should be French. The Algerians and the Islamic people was all, y'all see that video. They said that they were all together at one time, one happy family,
right,
trying to get the best out of each other. And they said they came in with the vision, and then they used it should be going to Islam, and they gave it to Islam. That's exactly what they did. Go look it up. De Gaulle and them, if y'all don't like, if y'all, I like old history because I can see what really took place. But when you watch this, I said, well, De Gaulle, now this De Gaulle flip-flop said everybody was French. Then he said, no, they deserve their own. And that's how they just called. That's why they had a civil war. The same thing is going on here. They got the blacks don't want their land, and the whites think it's theirs. That's why it's going to be a problem.
They got you focusing. But see, it goes back to what we were saying earlier. They got you you from here, but they got you focusing on Africa. It's like
Africa.
The opposite.
Opposite. It's the opposite. Everything's opposite. And you should be treated as such. Go ahead. Somebody, I'm going to bring
you on.
Go to the call. I'm going to bring on the call.
Yeah,
just
one part of it. That's what she said about if we had done that and recolonized those lands, who would have built America?
If they had called out the lands, they wouldn't have built it.
No, I'm saying if we had left this Turtle Island like they were suggesting, who were they going to get to build America?
The people that was already here. All of us didn't leave. Only a few of us left. They did the same thing in Liberia. It's an experiment. Like, let's send them to Liberia. And
Little
then Liberia,
you know where that's at?
Wait, I can't hear you. Say it again.
Little Mississippi, before it became Liberia, that's what they called it because they had already sent folks from Mississippi there to populate, that they were getting rid of some of the people in Mississippi. They called
now,
it Little Mississippi before it became Liberia.
Now, check that out. Now, I find that to be almost unbelievable that the fact that this experiment went on to where America had the blacks that came from there repatriated, actually set up the government. And I looked it up, just make sure. I said, well, let me see. I'm thinking that's a good spot. They actually brought in racism.
Wow.
The blacks in America became the racists against the ones that was there. Go look it up. Guess what they first built, everybody? Guess what the first building they built? I wish we do money round. Y'all could get money. But guess what the first, a Masonic hall. The first building they
built. Lodge. Wow.
A Masonic Lodge. Go look it up.
But see, now you just proved the point going back earlier that why those Africans and those African nations don't want the blacks from over here coming over there fucking up their shit. That proves the point right there.
It ain't even happened. I've been hearing this stuff since my little infancy on Earth. Yeah, we go back to Africa. In the beginning, everybody in my neighborhood thought that was a great idea. Let's go back to Africa because as young people, we were wearing dashiki. We had afros. I didn't know. I remember, I'm young. We 13. We wearing dashiki. Everybody going to school because we've been had Juneteenth in Buffalo because of the Underground Railroad and NAACP meeting at Niagara Falls for their first initial meeting. That's how that got started. It was where the NAACP met. It was called the Niagara Movement before it was called NAACP, if y'all didn't know that.
Yeah. But Buffalo, New York. Now, the thing about it was Buffalo, New York was named because there was buffalo on the eastern part
all
of
all
of
over
Carolina.
The all
over.
Over.
Now there
all
is
over.
No buffalo.
They admit to kill it. I mean, that's why it's called Buffalo Bill Cody. The Buffalo Bills stands for Buffalo Bill Cody. That's just, I mean, you know, we knew that as a kid. As a kid, when we were growing up, everybody should know this, everybody used to get football cards. Everybody had a mascot, and we had Buffalo Bill Cody at one time. So, I mean, this is not new. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, that shows you that the lack of knowledge is so decreased that most people don't even know that all football teams is based off Native Americans. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Well, that's the point. That comes with the dumbing down of America.
It's unbelievable.
Right. California. State for their state flag is a bear because they killed all of the grizzly bears that were in California area.
Right,
They made them extinct in that area.
But they were, see, here's where I'm at with now. This is me. I'm not. This is just one. But we're at the point where we could just come. When we say they, see, most of us, not everybody, online, I automatically think you mean white people. I'm here to say that if Queen Khalifa, the black queen that California named after, there's no real history of where she gave up all this being. So, because even the Hawaiians who migrated over there too, they look just like black people. I mean, look at The Rock. I mean, his daddy is black. His mama, I mean, you can see. That's
right.
What I'm saying. So we get to this thing where, because I tell you, the sex game is, like you say, the genome product. Sex is a genome product. If I go and fuck somebody from China, they're going to look different. And they might, a bunch of them going to be like, oh, that's a freak family. That's a bunch of us.
That's what Francis Cress Wilson said, that the black man's penis to them is a gun because we can shoot sperm and kill their whole race.
Well, that's what, then again, I say this very, I think that's already happening. It's like, I mean, for my little small period of time, I think that I can look statistically and see that white folks are not the population. People of melanin, if y'all want to say melanin, of color, they are the highest population group. But that does not make them the brightest because they've got the high. I mean, some of them are the dumbest people on the planet that got the most melanin. Because the fact that is, and I'll say it simply, if we could just stay here and watch a group get taken over just to make us some hats, or we could watch a group get totally annihilated to get us the latest technology, then how bright are the people who's receiving this so-called benefactory? Y'all ready for this?
Right.
But you just said it about the Nigerians. The most people who have PhDs in the world right now is the Nigerians. Are getting more PhDs than anybody.
Yes.
That's the knowledge in which they work.
Yes. Now, I'm so glad you said that because no one. That's why I love y'all. Think about it. I would never know that until I actually been to a few places. I asked you, you know, and I don't really know what you're saying. I said, well, where are you from? Most of them are from Nigeria. And let me say, I've been to back in the day. I was going to Georgia. I was with the Miss Universe. She was the Congo from the Congo. I took a picture with her, and we had a good time. But they was totally different from how we party, y'all. I just have to be honest. Totally different how we party. They have their women segregated into another area, and the men is in another area. So you know, I'm hanging with the men because I ain't trying to go there. I'm following protocol. But let
and
me
they
just
don't
say,
party until midnight.
Yeah.
They don't start their parties till midnight.
Right. It waits till late. Right. Late. And I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to say nothing bad next, but I just had a great time. I was treated very well. But it's a different vibe. It's not the same. I mean, even though it's the same, it's not the same. It's like, you know, you know, dancing is universal. So if you can dance, they great rhythm and keep it rolling, you are outstanding, which I was outstanding. So I just like to tell people, it's different in all every group. I mean, it's not the same. Maybe those of us in the West are more adverse to being the same. But you could be around Iranian people or Trinidad. It's different groups. Now I'm going to tell something that I'm going to say about
And it's the mindset. The black people in Tennessee are not necessarily think like the people up in Chicago.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a
it's a different vibe. I thank you. Thank
right.
you for that one. Because every state is its own nation. Every state should be looked at as a nation. Really. The only reason why you need a federal government is because of the civil rights movement. Let me go. We like to get deep now. I told you we're going to go there. See, the civil rights movement did a lot of things. Every time, if you watch that video, every time King got what they needed, they did a decree. The Voting Rights Bill, blah, 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 blah. Thank you. The next time he did something, the school thing, blah, 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 blah. Now, notice the fight for blacks is we don't even got the same schools today that he fought for. We worse off. Most black folks' kids can't read. Did y'all know that? Don't you know that? Don't you got relatives?
They can't read. They can't write. They
y'all
can't do math.
Y'all see, that's why I don't be hypocrites, because by your own families, and I mean not just your immediate, the outer circle families, you know you got family members can't read shit. You know this already. But you want to play dumb on people. Fakers. Fakers. Maybe that's why we're going to pay dearly. And I call for, I got to play the tape. America has to, you're going to be the soul that they talk about. When they said is the death of the angel or the prophets, the slain, the dead will be so high. See, I'm going to give you all of it. See, that Bible story say that the
soul of black folks.
Yeah, they said the blood would be so high, it'd be of the bridle. Horses. Now, they eating horses in other countries. See, y'all talk all that shit over here. I wouldn't eat this. They eating horses over in Morocco. And what y'all, would y'all Moroccan, ain't y'all Moroccan with them fair zones? Why don't y'all eat some horses since you're hungry? See, that's why I say.
If you eat a Burger King, you eating horse meat.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell y'all. I tell people all the time. I used to judge people about food, but let your ass be hungry and see you won't eat that horse to survive. See, I don't never judge food no more. I was in the military anyway. You eat anything to live. Don't fool yourself because you able to eat. See, this is the thing. Don't be hypocritical because you got the money to eat right now. Wait till you don't have no money. Then let me know what you feel then.
Wait till they cut off some food stamps.
Right.
Well, think about it. With that bill, with that that bill, they're making people you got to go back and increase your work hours just to keep them food stamps.
Let me just say this. That's why I tell people, keep on playing with yourself. Because this thing is real. We're on this program to make sure you understand it. If you don't, that's all. I can't save nobody. I better save with the media if I can. I'm just letting y'all know it's going to be a state of emergency. Biden cannot run again. If y'all think Biden can run again, you got to be crazy. You got to be crazy. If you think Biden can run again, got to be crazy. And who going to be in the standing? Kamala Harris? Now, are you black folks out there? You Black Lives Matter? I see people still wearing Black Lives Matter shirt. I stay humble to everybody because I don't know where I might eat next. But I can tell you this one. I said, man, our people still believe this shit highly. I do an analytical evaluation of wherever I'm at because I don't.
You still got black people down here in Memphis wearing masks in 90-degree weather and gloves.
And gloves. Now, if I see a dude like that, he got the right to do it. No, right. I ain't going to bother him. He ain't bothering me. But wait till wait till they give you credence. See, the thing is, it's going to come where these people are going to believe. Now, I know y'all don't like to hear about this, but you got to hear it. See, I'm going to tell you why I know many of us got to be under brainwashing control. I'm telling you, if you don't read about the brainwashing control, how are you going to know to decipher it? See, you have to read about how they're using it to break the spell. See, that's why I don't understand how people can say, oh, yeah, I'm under project. But you don't know. You ain't break that spell.
But we got to realize, I have to realize, too, the reality, everybody's not going to break out of it. It's not going to be everybody.
That's why
and it could be either your own people in your own household.
The zombie. Now, this is where the Bible story is real, y'all. Because it does say in your Bible story, according to what Jesus said in red. Now, I want y'all to know something. Those of you who know the Bible good, if you don't, I'm not going to worry about it. But the secret Bible has Jesus' words in red. Just get those scriptures in red and write them all down. Well, I guarantee you, if you follow the riddle of those scriptures in red, you will get way more understanding than reading a bunch of that whatever you want to recall.
You better go get you a Bible now before they outlaw them.
Yeah, they don't believe
that.
Wouldn't
be surprised if that happens.
It's called Sunday law. It's called Sunday law. They say they're going to come in on a holiday and take everybody. Now, I want you to know they are preparing for this because none of y'all care about the bad guy. Black people so love with Biden. Black people so love with Biden, even your family members. You know, let's ask some of your family members. If y'all want to do a real test about who you in Atlanta, this is the Matrix. You in Zion right now. You ain't got no real opposition here because everybody really is on the same plane. But when you go out of this, you're going to find out many of your family members, the big trick is who they going to vote for. See, you remember, they got you believing that our civil rights people died as martyrs. Communism. I told you the Bible was a communism alien book. Only communism could be done in, I know you don't get this right now, but you will soon. But,
Just like that. Just like we were talking about the federal government. What about on the local level? Not your mayor, your governor, county president.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same. Yeah. It's the same thing, just on different levels.
That's the level we should be worried about the most. See, the level that we're on is like what I tell people: you jump from A to Z. No, A is local. You can actually control that if we wake up. Most of you in your local. That means go with all the groups that are thinking with you, the whites and whatever they are, blacks. There's plenty of people who think like you. Don't believe that this is some type of, no other nation believes.
Right.
I just told you, it's a global plan. That means they met. Brother Kwame just told you earlier. See, Brother Kwame told you, he gave the keys. He said, humanistic, they know our 5 points. They know our 5 humanistic points. They know if they can control all of them, but they almost
there. And I'm going to tell you something down here. These white people ain't fucking around when it comes to guns. They know what time it is with that whole thing with that shooting up in Nashville. It's the plan.
They take
your guns.
Because what happened is y'all realize the laws they made us go get when Obama made us go get the next gun laws, they had us in the database for sure now because all of us had to get a waiting period. So they know who to let go, who not to let go. The police know. Those who are on the police force get a radar.
And remember, the credit card, the companies in the banks, Visa, MasterCard, Discover,
all
they was all in it on the two.
They all know. So that's now, I'm going to play this for y'all because if a man could make a joke about this, are y'all okay with it after experience? Some of y'all family members did die. See, that's what they play on. See, if you watch that videotape, they say they play on that which is true. No one said that we wasn't abused in this country. That's true.
And emotion. They play on emotion.
No one said that they ain't giving us fair treatment. That's true. No one said all this. But you know what? Before they made us make that, guess what we were? Before we wasn't asking for permission. We were the richest. If you want to go on per capita of blacks during the time y'all claim after slavery until they came up with this device, we were the richest ethnic group in America. And y'all lost it. Those of you who are still alive in your 70s and 80s, y'all lost it. No, it ain't your fault. You believed. And today you should say, forgive me for being brainwashed. Because you believed a lie, plain and simple, that they was going to give you all this stuff if you left them plantations and all that land your family had. Many of our people left over 2 million acres of land to go get a job in GM, Chrysler, Chevy, and Bethlehem Steel,
Campbell Soup.
Yeah, all that. You got all that. Mm-hmm. Did they came up? Anybody who read the book by Sinclair Upton about the food, about the meat industry? I can't think of the name, but it's a hell of a book. It's a little nice.
Mice and Men.
Yeah, well, he made the one about the food industry in Chicago.
It was about the stockyards and the meat. That was Mice and Men.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. If y'all read that, y'all know how food was being brought in. And then if you really want to know how stuff was, just watch the food that changed America on the History Channel. Just watch that for just about. You ain't got to watch the whole thing you want. Just watch the food you ate. All y'all was eating cereal based on white psychologists saying how we should exercise. right now, to this day. I watched that.
Ketchup
was made to hide the taste of the terror
hot dogs.
Meat. No,
hot
this,
dogs
I'm talking about the back in them days, meat was damn rotten. They needed ketchup to make them. They was eating rotten meat. Everybody. Y'all better look this up.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, oh, we need ketchup because the food was rotten. They was getting from the meat market. And they needed something to still eat because there was no. You see, once you leave agriculture, you got the power to eat no more. So companies came in. That's how you got colonial. And the word colonialized is not even a white man's term, y'all.
That makes sense. Why you think all the black neighborhoods in the inner cities, they got the Kentucky Fried Chickens, the Popeyes, McDonald's,
right.
Murder King, all
right.
That shit. They're all in the black neighborhoods.
Right. That was designed
the
for
A-Rab Popeyes. Got the fish joints
now. Hold on. I want everybody to realize. I got to be pretty. I'm a leaver. I've seen plenty of outside white neighborhoods. Everything is there too, including Chinese. Everything is in their neighborhood. They got Popeyes and black and white. They got Popeyes and white Buffalo. It's a line around the damn thing. So they got food everywhere because they have brainwashed everybody. Let me just tell y'all something for white people who was out there listening. See, y'all, that's what I was getting with y'all. Y'all didn't realize that the Ku Klux Klan and the Nation of Islam and all of them did not want to be together. So they had a group that did not want to be together.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever they need to do. That's the same thing today. They brainwashed everybody. They said, well, we got these whites that don't like us. That's why, didn't y'all just say earlier, the last now enemy is the white man. The last enemy is even the black man. The last enemy for the Illuminati Communist Manifesto is the white Anglo-Saxon. We've been saying that for how long? The white Anglo-Saxon is the enemy of the Vatican.
Wasp.
Now, wasp. Now, all y'all should know this because they're German. The Germans is the number one ethnic group in America. Number one is Germany. I just don't understand where we lost all this knowledge where we in fantasy land.
There is a Germantown in Tennessee.
Everywhere. They're number one. This is a fact. This show is based on facts. I might get loud, but I get look it up and you say, well, he's loud given the facts. I ain't trying to make up shit for you. So all I'll tell you is quit being lied to. Being lied to is a dangerous thing, man. Y'all listen to all these people.
But let me say this real quick now. Here in a couple of suburbs like in Collierville and where I'm at now with those certain restaurants we were talking about and stores, they don't want them over there because, you see, that comes back to voting within. This ain't no state thing. This is a local thing because they know, like with the dollar stores or certain fast food restaurants, that brings negative crowds and it starts off a lot of shit. Like that's why I said a lot of them, especially here, don't have them. Most of them do, but not all of them.
Well, let me say this. Down here in Florida, they caught everybody that shot up in Hollywood. And I guarantee you, the blacks will not be acting up no more. They can act up all they want in their own neighborhood. But I guarantee you, they made it tough on good people like us that just want to go have a good time because they ain't playing. I'm up there all the time playing music. And they ain't going to be playing with black people because you know why? They want you to be the target. See, I played earlier. He says you will be the powder keg. That means you're going to be the group we kill. Yeah, I mean, that's just common sense.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. If you, remember, all this killing went on once we made the agreement to join the civil rights movement, which is the communist movement. You got to have casualties. How are you going to have a movement without casualties, everybody?
Casualties of war. Yeah.
Come on. Right, so, I hate to say it like this. That's why they had to have, and they keep drilling to you. I mean, I'm sad for them too. I'd have been very upset.
But it's just like with the gun laws here now. When I was talking to a police officer last night, he said the difference between Memphis and Chicago, if one of them little niggly bears try to take your car, you're in the car, you can lay them down. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. You do it in Chicago, you don't have to see a permit. You're going to jail. That's the only difference between the two places.
Right, and the only place here is in Florida, I've been told y'all stand your ground. Remember, I did shows way back before y'all more even knew what stand your ground is. I was a participant of stand your ground. And
right.
They said,
I didn't hear about it until the incident with Trayvon Martin. Never
right.
heard of
it. And my shit happened before Trayvon Martin. It said you need to kill the person. I'm like, damn, I got to do all that to get off. I couldn't believe it. The man told me.
Yeah.
And so they said you have to shoot him in the front because I never heard of it. And those, you know, I'm not lying because ain't nobody ever come out and say you're lying because you know I'm not. So I told myself, wow, that is frightening. But then I realized why. I said, man, kind of makes sense. And that's why I'm going to tell you why the Trayvon Martin has some suspect shit in it. Your daddy lives in a complex that was getting robbed by people. They had their own perimeter force. They was already had elected that they were their own area. Go look it up if y'all think I'm lying.
Mm-hmm.
But dry bones.
Hey, Thomas said open up his line.
Which one is he? Hold on. I'm opening up people now. There you go. USU? I'm opening up people now.
In Georgia.
Go ahead, Georgia. Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, Georgia, in Cobb County, there's a town called Smyrna, Georgia. It is a law that you have to have a gun in your house.
Okay, that's a deep law. Okay.
It's because the Klan, that's when they moved out of Atlanta, they moved up to Smyrna, and they made it a law on the books. In the city council, made it a law that you have to have a gun in your house.
Okay, somebody making so much noise. I don't know who this is. I'm trying to figure out. It can't be Brother Thomas. Cause, okay, Brother Thomas, you in there. I don't know where you are, but I opened up everybody who had their line up. Hand up.
Yeah, man. I had pushback on some of that stuff, man. But that was 2 hours ago. So I forgot my points, man. but I want to say, man, you got to, once again, I watched that video. I didn't agree with all of it, but. You got to blame the old people, man. They the ones who did that. You know what I'm saying? And then they want to act like they don't know nothing about it now. So, you know, that one
okay.
What part didn't you agree on?
Hold on. I was giving back. Thank you. What part didn't you agree on?
Oh, no, man. I that was fresh in my head 2 hours ago. I ain't going into that, man. But the whole premise of it, though. But
What's the premise of the show that we're being fake. That's the premise. We're being pumped. We're being pimped. We're being pimped by a group saying the same story in every country. Okay. Let's go what you're doing.
I'm going to tell you that group, man. That group today would be in their 70s and 80s, man.
Right.
Black men
now,
in their 70s and 80s.
That could be our uncles, our grandfathers, our dads.
Exactly.
Saying, now, what about now?
Hey, Thomas.
Who do you blame now? Because we're still following it. So who do you blame now?
Oh, now I just blame the people that's doing it because they don't know history, so they just doing dumb shit. They don't know no better.
Let's go about percentage-wise. In your perimeter, how percentage-wise you feel is really dumb to what we just talked about, like 80%, 25%? Or what's the percentage that
of
you do?
Of the young people?
Yeah, of the young people.
Young
the people?
Yeah, I say 99% of the young people
okay,
are dumb
so
to what we're talking
about. So we are really in trouble because if this group,
yeah,
the last group. Think about this, everybody. I'm just giving statistics. I love numbers too. So if 90% of our family members can't read now. That's what the statistics say in the schooling system, that many of them can't read today. I said, damn, that's scary. California can't read.
But see, the upper half of it can't read or don't want to read.
Okay,
you got a choice, but if you don't, if you decide not to do it, you do it on purpose.
I do agree now,
but
they all go
because
home.
Of technology. Technology has stepped in to where you
True.
Don't have to read. You are able to see through YouTube and TikToks and all of these things. This is how they get their information. Opening up a book or having a library card is kind of obsolete for the millennial and younger generation. And the 70-year-olds, because I'm 72, Tariq is 80. And we are on here talking with
wow.
y'all, and
right.
that's the part that gets me
that,
is saying, you know, you saying that part.
No,
but
that's why I'm glad, because he said, and I said, wow, it can't be, because I've told people this a big time, can't be everybody, because I think y'all was probably conscientious like we were talking like this. At that time, y'all had a harder time, even probably more dangerous time, because That's where they really had all the groups that was pitted against them at that time, because if you look at it now, the group that's doing it now is another generation. Like Brother Thomas be talking about Generation X, they got them now. So if your time, until my time, we seen it, but I still was loving we were still loving Farrakhan, and we were still loving it. We were going to the Million Man Mile. We thought this could possibly be for real. Started realizing the money game. Somebody told me, old pops told me a long time ago. He said, son, you got to look at the money. Now, let's look at the money. Let's all go there right now. Let's just go with the money. Because money is secret society, y'all. Money is a spell, and it's magic. If you take money as because it's paper, no, that shit got symbols on it. It means shit. Now, if the money changes did all this to us, got us now, we all talking crypto, we talking different things, different exchanges. How do we now look at this? Because we see now civil rights movement was made up. We see most groups that we thought was groups were funded by other than black folks. How are we supposed to come to grips if we don't rationalize all the hypocrisy? And we think everything is
well,
just, you know.
Well, the thing is, it's still the same script. I'm going to use Fried, whatever the fuck his name is. I know y'all know this on the line. Go back and do the research of all the super PACs, political action committees. They funded. In Illinois, he funded the Democrats and Republicans. That's how Jesse Jackson's son got his seat in Illinois. People don't want to hear that.
I like hearing that. Now, who fought is that? I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Don't worry about all those other groups. Let's just look at black folks for a minute. If black folks
right. That's just what I'm saying. You know, that's what I stop debating with people. I don't.
Right. Yeah, because what happens is you say to yourself, okay, if you don't know that Jesse Jackson, by now, 2023 going to 2024, is the author of us calling ourselves African American. That was by Jesse Jackson. We wasn't even saying that.
Boulé.
So I'm saying is, what Brother Thomas is now y'all talking, okay, our parents, all y'all did not call him out. That's what I'm going to say. Because we didn't call him out. Like, we were happy to be African American. It's like we had, they taught us to have this, what I said earlier, if you've been told that you was going, this was that, Jago, if you've been told to have a separatist attitude and that you're going to have a separatist nation, I used to believe that. I'm telling you, I used to believe that wholeheartedly until I realized we ain't got no weapons. We ain't got no aerial support. We ain't got
military. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm saying to myself, when you ask people like, and they get mad, you can tell they are that communist because when I can't ask you a question that's that simple, you mad and you calling me out, oh, man, what kind of nigga is you asking me to? See, that let me know you can't. You're a fraud.
You a fuck nigga, and you see that on YouTube with a lot of the young people, like some of the elders would try to explain to the young people, well, this is how it happened. No, man, fuck that shit. They don't want to hear it. They get mad and start name calling.
Because that's what they talk. Go ahead,
This is a game they've been playing on us for a long time, ever since we was in our right mind. We would cut a deal, and they'll say, okay, well, we'll move down here, and you guys can keep y'all land over here, so we'll cut the deal and stop fighting. And the next thing you know, they'll put up a dam, and now the river don't flow down to where we at. So now we got to go back up there and fight again, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to go to a state in the United States, let's just say they gave black people the black belt, like they said.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First thing is, most of them states ain't by the water, so you gotta be dependent on the these people to bring you all of your things that come from out the country.
They were getting
I'm talking about ocean water.
Oh,
if you get stuff from China, everything come from China. How you gonna get it? You gotta go through a port, ocean port.
Yeah, right.
And then they could poison the water. They could cut off the food supply. So,
you look over there in California, that's where all our supplies are. They were holding the supplies from China in those,
the Connex container.
The cargo container.
But what you're saying is the five states that they wanted in the Republic of New Africa was Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, right. South Carolina, North Carolina.
Right.
Those are the
SEC
cities.
Conference.
Yeah, that's right. They call it the Black Belt. That's right.
Okay,
so
right.
Okay,
those are the port cities. That's
okay.
Where everything
now,
this is. Why Memphis.
Go ahead, Brother Kwame, because you was in that
go
era.
Ahead.
What did you think, Brother Kwame, when you first heard that? Because remember, we're not born yet. We not even know. When you first heard that this was going to be given to blacks, how did you think that? Give us the vibe at that time. How the people reacted when they heard that type of stuff?
Well, it was especially in the 60s. We were looking at where can we grab land, and who better built that land up in the South was us.
Right.
They had the migration in the 1900s coming up industry, but then we seen what industry did, moving all those people into the ghettos in New York, Detroit, and all of that, and then they moved the factories out of there, and then the people had already migrated out of the South. They moved back to the South and started taking the land again. That was the 1870 compromise that the Democrats traded the electoral vote just to say, we'll pull the troops out of the South so y'all can take the control back again with the laws. You got to study
right.
our history.
So right there, and that's the picture where you see the Northern soldier giving the symbol and the sign with the Southern soldier, and below them was the black man, woman, and child that they would be ruling over. Same thing with Lincoln. When he got power, he had them kneeling down, a black picture of him over them, giving them emancipation. They were on their knees. Now, my thing is this, if we had all these secret societies, because black people got secret societies all through Chicago, Georgia got a bunch of them, D.C., Philly. I mean, what is that supposed to mean if our people could watch these symbols, knowing what they mean?
How many people heard of the Knights of Liberty?
Yeah.
The Knights of Liberty was... There was 11 men from the North that was free, came down and trained, militarily trained slaves in order to almost, there was over 2,000 slaves that were trained to be able to fight, to free themselves before the Civil War broke out. And then they turn around and put them into the Union Army in order for them to fight. They were part of what the secret society called the Odd Fellows.
Now, if this is the case, and we all know that it is the case, that means that, again, there's simplicity going along with it. What am I benefiting? I tell people all the time, I think the slavery thing is common to all groups. I think everybody enslaves their own groups. I don't think there's a group on the planet Earth that does not enslave their own people. Right. Now, I'm trying to say, like, you saying this, we should have been learned that. That's the problem. We never learned that. We learned that as we get older. If the kids would have known the truth about the slave trade, it had been already a global enterprise in their mind, because it is a global enterprise. Because if somebody got these five slave routes and controlling them at a high level to bring masses of groups of people in, that means that we was already part of this inky. And who said that? Just like the child trafficking now, is it not the same thing? Chase is involved
thing.
With it. All
it's
the banks. It's not
yeah,
like
the
stuff
banks.
Ever stopped.
Right. It never stopped. That's why I played the tape showing that those who want to believe King James is black, that's fine. It does not stop the point. Today's program has been basically to show you that Africa don't care if you're black. You ain't coming in. They just said
right.
it today. They've been saying it. You just ain't want to hear it. That's the thing, that you have ears and eyes to perceive and ears to hear. That's the key to this whole story. Can you perceive what you're hearing? It's called reading is comprehensive. Can you understand what you just read? Is clarity coming out from the definition of a word to understand? If you don't know the word, no shame to go to the dictionary. We don't even want to go to just Google it. Google is a dictionary. You can put an ancient dictionary in it now. That's how deep this knowledge. See, that's one thing about the Bible story. It said knowledge would go to and fro. Ain't got no problem with that. It's already to and fro. It's called the internet. So that's a fallacy. Matt, real. You can go to any Goodwill store into the book section. You'll see more dictionaries on the shelf for sale.
They ain't gonna go
people
though.
People are getting rid of that dictionary.
Yeah. They ain't gonna go. You're right. I ain't debating that. I see it because I know it's called. Those of you don't know, every county got a community store that people, the schools get rid of books.
everything. It's here. It's called the county store. Everybody got one. You go to the county store, and they got – I'm going to tell you, it's a market for everything. Because all our old stuff that the county get rid of, guess what groups come to get it? Those from immigrational countries, they buy it, put it in the barrels, and ship it right back to their country. Even if it's ugly, old, they ship that shit right back to their country. That's a fact. Facts do matter. Commerce never stops, y'all. Commerce ain't stopping.
But what is the reason for them shipping them back? Because if they learn English when they get here, they know how to read and talk.
No, I'm talking about any goods. Like, they could be printers. Like, the county gets – every county got, like, printers, stuff they get rid of for the next fiscal season. They'll tell you it goes to a county store. There's people who bid on that. I've seen it firsthand all the time. Everybody on this line know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you go to any major library every year has a book sale because they get rid
absolutely.
Of all the books that
– absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, that's beneficial to anybody want to do. I'm just giving y'all clues that – what he's saying is your county, if you don't know what he's talking about, just go to your county place, ask the county store on the internet, and you'll find out they got a bunch. They got dictionaries. Old, classic ones. Got good words in them. Give you Latin and everything. And it's just be free.
You can buy a set of Encyclopedia Britannica.
For $12. 10. But let me ask, okay. Now, here's the thing. They're not going to do that. Let's be honest. Let's just go to the reality now. The reality is they on the internet. Because they already psyops to me. I'm not even trying to get people to read no more. Because they psyop it. There's no way you're going to tell me, other than those of you maybe on this line, that everybody's going to read these books. They're not. But you have the access to even get excerpts of these books to the internet. So if you go to the internet.
And you can't get people to stop watching CNN either.
Right. Oh, CNN. CNN is a communist news network. They put the right people on. And I think it was great. Because remember, that's Ted Turner. Remember, I told you Ted Turner.
Right.
Part of the first.
BlackRock, yeah.
Yeah, first. Yeah, BlackRock is last. I'm talking about in our infancy of us growing up, Ted Turner Channel had wrestling. It had everything you would not get on the regular channels. So everybody gravitated to that. And we didn't know why, but now that I got, you got all these.
Oh, so that's why they got Charles Barkley on TNT, huh?
Right. Everybody that they need. Think about it. That's the first place. Next week, TNT used to put Behold a Pale Horse, William Cooper. They were putting all the conspiracy people on first. If you look at the early years of TNT in Atlanta, they were putting all the conspiracy. The militia people would come on there. They had talk shows for them to come on. And but it was a time when Morton Downey Jr., all you from New York, Morton Downey Jr., Gerardo, you had all
right.
them would come on late at night. Have all those crazy people on.
But we had Tony Brown's Journal.
That came on there, too.
Right.
The cable channel brought Tony Brown. Tony Brown's Journal is magnificent. Everybody should know it. He's the only one that was black, to me, at that time, was bringing everybody on. And here's the thing. I played some of that. That Tony Brown Journal was some of the best documentaries. If you listen to how he had everybody on there, one time he had everybody. Elijah Muhammad was calling in. They had the NAACP all the same. And let me tell y'all, I listened to every single one of them, and you can see we're all under a different ideology. We could have never gotten together. Now that I see it, it's impossible. When you got eight groups, think about it. You got eight groups. Just listen to Tony Brown Journal. Tony Brown Journal brought everybody on. A couple times, Roy Ennis, when Roy Ennis died, he brought everybody. He brought Reverend Cleve from the Church of the Madonna out of Chicago. And he's an excellent orator. He brought everybody, and I said to myself, man, for some strange reason, these groups got to be financed by other people because they cannot come together, even though they're saying the same thing. It's just impossible. And I thought about it. I go look for the – man, let me tell y'all. Y'all be scared if y'all find out who financed.
But you just said it wasn't meant. It wasn't meant for them to come together. They were paid not to come together.
They were paid not to come together, bro. And what a great show he was. Tony Brown Journal was one of my growing. I used to watch him on Channel 25. That's Grand Island. Those of y'all in Buffalo, you know we used to watch that. And it was
he
like
was
every Saturday.
He was family living in Chicago.
Yeah, every Saturday he came on. Every Saturday growing up, our family used to be glued. We got all good glue. Let me just ask y'all about that. Didn't y'all find it strange that we all couldn't get together at that time? Think about it. I'm a young watching this with my family. To me, watching he got old and stopped coming on. But I said to myself, that was strange that at that time, Elijah Muhammad couldn't get with nobody, but he got with the Ku Klux Klan to make up the black belt. That's what I didn't understand. I said, well, how does Elijah Muhammad sit down with the Ku Klux Klan and the neo-Nazi and the dude Jim Jones who took the people to Guyana? I said, man,
because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was born in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was born in Sandersville, Georgia, and
yeah,
when he became an adolescent, they chased his father and the folks out of there, and then they had to move to Detroit.
Right, but that's not what I'm asking.
Who funded those groups, though, following the money trail?
All those groups
was funded by the Hunt family.
Right.
The Nation of Islam, the Ku Klux Klan.
Right.
All of them was funded by the Hunt family, the family that owns the Kansas City Chiefs.
Now, when you find this stuff out, I say, now, I'm only finding out because of disgruntled. I'm going to be finding this stuff out from disgruntled. Brother named Sharif, who was in the Fruits of Islam. He was a small cat, thick, strong brother. He broke off. All of them was in Atlanta. A lot of the occult people is in Atlanta, Georgia. That's a fact. Elijah Muhammad, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, all of them came out of there, went straight to Florida because the people in Florida was not accustomed to all this. They were agrarian groups that had never heard of this type of language. This was like a New World Age movement. Think about this for a minute, what I'm saying. It's like the New World Age movement. You come out of slavery and you got a guy claiming he black, the Messiah, he go Jesus. That era came in that we don't like to talk about. That's
right. You same thing with California. You had Melana Karinga with us and Bobby Seale and Huey P. Newton. They broke off from them and started the Black Panther movement.
Right. And then what happened to them? They all broke up too. It's like, and they become politicians. And then he's like, okay, you're a politician, but now you're following the
college professors.
Right, right. They're on the campuses with the Illuminati. I mean, if you look up the school names and then say, let's look up the foundational money trail, which I don't even care. I'm looking at where your money coming from now. And I say, man, this is a joke. Come on, y'all. Ain't no civil rights movement. You ain't nobody black funded the civil rights movement. Nobody on this line family funded it because we was broke. Or if he was rich, you either was rich enough to say your family did, because at that time, we never say where they got the money. Because it wasn't from black folks. It was not from black folks. So I tell people, I already got the list. I'm going to do a show on this because the list is frightening. The list is frightening. I'm like, I'm finding a group of people who are telling me they want equal rights on it, and then the group that's funding it, I think Brother Tariq say they all come from the German side of things. Think about this, people, for a minute. The group is funded by a German group.
It's the same group. Like I said, George Soros. It's the same script.
Now the Germans. Right?
I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but it's like the kids, grandkids. It does not stop. It has not stopped.
Hey, I love it.
Hey, listen, the Germans, the reason why you got so many Germans in America, this goes back up to Buffalo. Because the Germans were sent over to build the Erie Canal. The Erie Canal was the first huge public work project in America. So once they built the Erie Canal, they were able to get from the coast of New York all the way across into the Great Lakes. And they went to Chicago. They went to Cleveland. They went all on that route. That's how they spread all throughout the Midwest. So when you look up the people with German ancestry, it's going to be all the people in the Midwest, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, like all of those places. And that's all because of the Erie Canal.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Interstate 94 connects all the places.
And
Indiana,
the Appalachians,
Michigan.
Got them in the Appalachians too, because in Virginia, West Virginia, Virginia, that was because those are the hillbillies that we see up in there now. Those were the Germans.
Now let's go with that premise because I'm not here to jump on any group. This is a fact. As the Germans. Now why they were licensed? I mean, that's where the Anglo-Saxon Protestant construct coming. They were the one that made, think about it, y'all. This is the same group that named Martin Luther King Jr. He is the embodiment of Martin Luther, the reformer of the Bible story that the Germans, you know, came up with. And
but that was his father's changing his name.
But what? Okay,
his
now,
name wasn't Martin.
Okay.
His father changed his name.
Now think about it. If his father changed his name, then he must have been a high dang order. Kicking what I'm saying. For the father to change the name, change it to a reformer from Anglo-Saxon origin, they sat him down a long time ago. This is all premeditated. So obviously now we can start to reanalyze this, because let's just look at stuff now as we see it. Chief Warhurst, please call again. I hit the phone and went out. If you call, I can't get you in here. I'm so unfortunate.
Martin Luther King, King James Bible,
King
LeBron
James,
and Steph Curry, born in the same hospital in Akron, Ohio. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's very strange. Now, I told y'all earlier, we're going to get, since the show is over, we can really get deep now. Anybody else is going to be on. Again, these phenoms, these are so-called individuals that they call phenoms. I'm not saying that they've been, you know, and cloned in these people. I'm just saying that they know how to pick people they need just by physique. You could be just a regular human being, come out without nothing. They know how to go after. They groom the people, especially the mothers.
Right.
Because the mothers are raising the children, and they know that she, in her mind, expects compensation from the kids, some form of fashion as they get older. This is in their psyche, and it's pretty much a lot of women's psyche. So the women look at the young people as commodities in their mind somehow. I can't explain. They make the
cash cow. Yeah.
Right. So they get a child, and first thing they do, they will go all out to groom. They will even get a man that will help them grooming, but they will let that man know they are over all that shit. So it's like a lot of that is real. So let's go with that. The women know this. So if you get a family and you pump them, because remember the problem was they was getting paid. They were paying the families. Today, all of them was paying for these people. They were paying for the families, and then they said, oh, it's got corruption because they were getting paid. Remember back in the early days when people's families were getting paid? We know a lot of people who was prospects in the day. Basketball as well. They was good as hell.
Right. That stuff ever stopped?
It didn't stop. It never stopped. That's what I'm saying. So they got these people, they're even better at it now because they got agents that will now, you could be easily groomed. You got the facilities. They spending billions of dollars on work representatives, to have you in the best atmosphere. That guy going down to the San Antonio, let's be honest, y'all. He going to live it up. He from France.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna go back and
watch that movie Spike Lee did. He got game with Denzel Washington and Ray Allen. Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yes. That was a good movie, yes. Yeah. Think about it. That's why they keep people like, and I'm not saying Spike. We grew up on watching Spike. Everybody like School Days and all that, Do the Right Thing. And, we thought they were great movies. But as you've seen the growth of all this, he's accepted amongst the Hollywood elite, obviously. And he was with a lot of people that people like they want you to forget about. Everybody that I see was on Trump jock. I go through a lot of New York shit. You go on all stuff, man. You be saying, damn, man, something ain't right, though. How everybody black was with Trump. You had Mike Tyson. You had all